We love the Gnarly Hards, dude.
Everybody loves my Gnarly Hards.
Yep.
Is that just one? Is that like your superpower? You think your Gnarly Hard flip?
I guess so, man. I learned it, and I just never stopped. And then you do it so much, you're almost like, I'm tired of doing Gnarly Hard flip.
All right, we are back, huh? We're back at the Nine Club, everybody. Today we have a very special. Got to build the anticipation, man. Special guest, Mr. Tyrone Olsen, is with us. How are you, dude?
I'm good. Thank you. I'm good. I'm alive and well.
I just want to say I wish we were already going because we were just sitting here laughing our asses off.
Yeah. It's getting the party started.
So I can already tell this is going to be really fun. We're going to have a great time. Thanks for real. This is going to be great, dude.
Blessing. Thank you for inviting me.
Bro, stoked to have you here, dude.
I'm here.
A lot of, I know you got some wild stories up your sleeve.
I do.
Yeah?
I do.
Okay.
Yep.
Where do you want to start, man?
Where do we start? Do we start where I grew up? Wisconsin?
Madison, Wisconsin. Now, did a lot of skaters come out of Madison, Wisconsin? I know Aaron Schneider. No?
Aaron Schneider.
Mm. Okay.
Dave Mayhew. Sean Cliver's
from Madison, Wisconsin.
He's from, right outside of Madison. Oh, what is that place? I'm sorry, I forgot. But I know he had an apartment in Madison. I was a kid.
Okay.
And I used to skate downtown Madison. And we can talk about how I started skateboarding. Yeah, but I used to see him downtown and doing front wall rides, super huge, like chest.
Really?
And then I remember Paul Peralta had, we're searching for an artist. And he won. Mm. And he's like, T-Bone, I'm moving to California.
So you knew him.
I knew him.
Wow.
I knew Sean. Because we rode for California Connection, the skate shop in Madison.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That was my first shop sponsor.
So you were all friends. You, Sean Cliver, Dave Mayhew, Aaron Schneider. He was younger, though, no?
He was younger. That's a little bit younger. But okay. But Madison's small. Say, like, Library Mall in downtown Madison, the campus, UW campus. It's kind of like Love Park. If you call somebody and they're not home, you just go down to this area, and there they are. They're skateboarding.
Okay.
If you want to talk about how I got started skateboarding. Oh, please.
I mean, definitely. I got a bunch of questions to ask you.
Pretty wild story. So my mom bought me a pink Kawahara freestyle bike.
Okay.
Like it's $300 in the 80s. Yeah. Like I spent the first time the handlebar spun around.
That's a well-known.
Really?
Yeah, sure. The pegs and
shit. I have no idea about bikes.
Pink.
Pink. Why pink though? I feel like back then that was a hot color at that time.
That's
hot, like rad, you know, 80s. Hot color. 80s. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, okay.
So I got that bike and then I went downtown Madison to the Slam Walls. I don't know if you ever heard of Slam Walls. It's a bank with a fountain. You can go up and down, do tricks on it. So I was down there and there was this this white guy with a skateboard. It was a Town and Country board, I remember. And I stepped on it, I went up and down the bank, and I just literally fell in love right there. Really? I traded my $300 bike for his board.
No, you didn't.
I sure
did.
What
did your mom say when you got back?
She was so mad. She's like, you gotta get that goddamn bike back. I paid $300 for that bike. Wow. And I was like, I'll get it back. I want a skateboard now. And I got that bike back.
What about the board?
How'd you get a bike back?
I met him back downtown.
Oh, you met? Okay.
So
well,
I
thought this was going to be a better story than that. Right. But,
no. Like, it was crazy because he reached out to me and just like 6 months ago. He's like, you remember I'm the guy that traded the bike.
No way. The board for the bike.
Wait, did you give the board back to him?
I gave the board back.
Okay.
I gave the board back. I got the bike back. And then my mom's son's friend stole my bike. Wow. So I trusted a stranger over a family.
And you lost the bike.
And I lost the bike.
Not the bike. You lost the skateboard too because you traded it back.
Yeah.
So you might as well have kept it.
Yes, I might as well have kept it.
Wait, so your family friend stole it?
Yeah, like my mom's friend's friend or something stole my bike.
Wow.
Like you couldn't find out.
No, not really. No, I don't know.
But how'd you find out later?
Because there's no other person to steal this bike. In the townhomes that we live.
Okay.
He's the only one that came and visit. But I don't know where he went.
Knew that you had that.
I knew I had that bike. But I kind of, in my head, I was like, I don't even give a shit. Basically.
Yeah. You just want the skateboard.
I just want to skate. Yeah. So my grandma bought my first board.
How old were you at this point?
12.
Okay. Did you already have the nickname T-Bone?
That was from birth.
They just called you T-Bone right out the womb.
You take the Y and the R and put a B.
They were really thinking T-Bone. About this, huh? They were really thinking about it.
It's basically, I met people that never met me before and be like, oh, what's up, T-Bone? Like,
that's it.
It's just like, how do you... They're like, you just look like a T-Bone.
No, they don't.
Like, how is this happening? Like, yeah, I don't even know you. I just met you. Like,
they already, I know you cool like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it just stuck.
Okay, that's okay. Right out the womb. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm glad we settled
or
that.
Or Terrible, you know? T. My uncles call me Terrible T.
Terrible
bam,
T.
Bam, bam, bam. Just a wild little kid.
Were you wild?
Oh, my God.
Really?
Hyperactive. Wild. That's what I think skateboarding, I fell with skateboarding. Because how I would like to be jumping out of trees like a ninja, fighting and just backflips off, swings, or whatever. Once I got my board, I could do this to I can beat myself up on this.
Sure.
I can bust my ass, and I love it.
When you first got this small town, right, Madison, you said a little small community.
Yeah.
When you first got your skateboard, were you skating with anybody at that point, or that you were just solo?
My uncle used to have an Alva board at grandma's house, my grandma's. Mm-hmm. I'd mess around in the garage with it.
Okay.
In the basement or something like that. But so we put like a door on some shit and like ride off it in the basement and shit like that.
Setting some shit up.
But then, my grandma worked at a frat house. She was a cook. She's a very good cook. She cooked for everybody. The church, she cooked for the family. But she was right down the street from the California Connection. So I got done with school and I went to her. I was like, I want a board. And she gave me some money. I went down there. Then I didn't have enough. So I had to go back to the frat house and get 20 more bucks or something like that. And then I got my first like Tony Hawk.
That was deck. It. First was board. It.
First Tony board.
Hawk. I love that the skate shop was California Connections because there's a connection to California in your like life.
And then basically like I felt like I just fell in love with it right away. I like did an early grab on this bank. I wish I had that photo, but early grab on this bank this guy had. And then we got sponsored by the shop. Then I got sponsored by the shop from my older cousin, like a third cousin, Justin. And then there was like Cliver and then Chris Mayhew. Dave Mayhew's brother.
Younger or older?
Older.
Okay.
Before I even met Mayhew. He's like, I have a brother that's about your age.
Huh.
Want to come over to skate.
And Dave was already skating.
Dave couldn't even leave the driveway yet.
Okay. I wasn't allowed to cross the line.
Yeah, I was already downtown skateboarding. Like.
And he was 12 as well at that time?
12, 13, okay. Young kids, yeah. Very young.
Did you have any sisters, brothers, sisters, or anything?
I'm an only child.
Oh, okay.
But
so you were had a lot of energy and only child.
Yeah. My mom had me at 16. My dad had me he was 17. And
oh, wow.
Then I was like two. When I was two, my mom told me to come in the house or something. She tells me the story. And I was like, gave her the finger.
At two?
Yeah. I'm like, so she's like, fuck that. You're going to your grandma's house. Mm. My grandma's an awesome woman. Rest in peace. Southern black woman. Don't play. We got the belt. We got the switches.
Okay.
You going to church. You going to grease up. You in the choir. You in Cub Scouts. She didn't play.
Okay.
Wow. And I thank her for every minute of it.
Was it hard adjusting to that type of?
My mom was down the street.
I
have such a big family. Everybody's around, but my mom was still young trying to get her shit together.
Got you.
So I went to my grandma's where, you know, structure, boy. So yeah, she kept the belt above the couch.
As a reminder.
Yeah.
In a frame.
You run by, but boy, sit your black ass down. Quit running through the house like you crazy. So you straighten up. I love her to death. Rest in peace, Grandma. But yeah, like, I needed that in my life.
Well, yeah.
When you get older, you appreciate that. You're like, thank you.
Right.
No matter where I be.
Now, did she let you go venture off and go skate and everything as long as you were like...
Yeah, I played... I mean, yeah, obviously. I played baseball. I played football.
Okay.
I played soccer.
Mm.
And I wanted to play hockey, but that shit was way too expensive.
Yeah.
I had friends on the hockey team, and I would fucking smoke them because I grew up in the 30 below and on the ice.
Right.
Tried to get on a team. We got the list. $1,000 for pads. Take them to practice at 5, 6 in the morning. Then you got to go to school. Then if you have a game, there might be in Iowa. It might be in Minnesota. It might be, meet at the school. Get on the bus and go together.
Mm-mm.
I was pretty good at it. I was kind of like hurt by it. Like, damn, I could have been a good ice a hockey player.
There you go.
It's rugged and tough and it's fun. Yeah. Like, that's my
Get your energy out there.
Exactly.
So you mentioned California Connections, right? You got sponsored by them.
Yeah.
And everybody else was sponsored by them too? Mayhew,
then
Cliver, like was the whole crew.
We used to do like
I
used to put a board together, put the rails on the trucks, the grip tape, whatever, and they give me free product.
Oh shit.
So I like pay that off. Dan Marsden. super blessed, and that guy's super, super cool. Uh-huh. He hooked it up. I did a demo in my middle school in like sixth or seventh grade. We put a launch ramp in the gym. We're all launching and shit.
No
way.
In the gym.
Yeah.
That's sick.
And I broke my board, so they let me go with the team back downtown, and I got my, this is my first free board. They gave me a Rob Robscop. Santa Cruz.
The hand, what was it?
Remember the ridges on the edge?
Yeah.
And yeah, we did block parties and stuff like that. Willie Street block parties.
Oh, wow.
He sent me footage not too long ago, me with Smith gloves, with the ramps, doing judo airs off a launch ramp.
Oh, you had it going on back there.
Yeah, I did it. Madison has a nice scene.
But wait, you moved out to L.A. early, though, right? Like yeah, 17 years old?
I was probably, going on 18.
How, why were you moving out there so quick? Out here so quick, I should say.
Well, do you really want to know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's taking a sip of water. This must be good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So, I used to eat some acid and shit and party with the homies and da 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 da, and I lost it one time. Okay. Right? So, the cops came. I was jumping on cars after we went swimming and I breaking antennas, losing it. Cops came, gave me a possession of LSD ticket in my system.
How did they know?
Because I told them. I was like, I'm freaking out. Help me. And they took me,
oh, my God.
They took me to the hospital. And like I remember being strapped down. And then that big light, that hospital light, I was like, I thought they were going to drill that thing in my head. Like, you know, it points down. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Oh, my gosh.
Losing it. Wow. My mom comes to the hospital. She's like, do you know who I am? I'm like, no. Like, it took a
you
minute.
You were that out of it.
I was out of it. Wow. It took a minute to come out, like, get that out of me, right?
How much did you take?
Just a couple hits.
Okay.
I've done it before, but these two just loop, man.
They hit you different.
They hit me different. Big time.
Okay.
And so I was like, I'm not dealing with this. So I fucking hustled like $1,500 and just went straight to L.A. But my mom's friend, my cousin was going to L.A. to try to be in a band. And like be music, so they took their U-Haul with all their drum equipment and guitars, and I was like, I'm coming with, and I just jumped in the van.
This episode is brought to us by AG1. It is very important to me that the supplements I take are of the highest quality, and that's why for years I have been drinking AG1. Unlike many supplement brands out there, AG1 conducts relentless testing to set the standard for purity and potency. It's also researched and developed by an in-house team of scientists, doctors, and nutritionists with decades of experience in their respective fields. I know that I can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because it's tested for 950 contaminants and banned substances, while the industry standard, guess what, typically only tested for 10. That's why the 9 Club has partnered with AG1 for so long, because they make such a high quality product that I genuinely look forward to drinking every day. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get your free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/9club. All you got to do in your URL, type drinkag1.com/9club at checkout. Go give it a try.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights.
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
What was the plan to like accelerate your skateboarding out here and like try to get sponsored and do all
that?
I
knew California is where to be, okay. From the magazines to the videos. This is the skate heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that it was like, I got to get out of here. Because I don't want to be, if I would have stayed and dealt with that shit, I'd have been stuck just like everybody else is with these dreams of being a band member, a football player, a baseball player, this. And then they have a kid or they get a ticket and then they end up staying home and working construction. Now they're garbage man or working at the bar.
Cars,
and stunt. Yeah. And doing, you know, stuck in their town. I was like, I'm going home. I'm out. I know I can come back home if it fails.
Sure.
Yeah.
You got a little backup plan.
Yeah, my mom.
How did they feel about that? Before you were 18, you were just heading out there.
Oh, I called my mom. She's like, where are you at? I was like, L.A. She's like, what
no
the fuck?
Bullshit.
You didn't say anything.
No way.
Wow.
No.
You just left.
I just left. And then my mom's friend, Kenny, he's in an R&B group called Slice. And they stayed at our house for like 10 years. They do gigs around town. They practice in the basement. Mm. But he was living in Northridge. So I stayed with him for a little bit. And I took the bus from Northridge to Venice, like trying to find where skaters are. And I was like, this city is way too big. Oh, yeah. Coming from Madison to LA was a huge culture shock.
I bet.
Yeah. I was bugging.
What year was this
that you ended up in Northridge?
90. When was the earthquake?
Oh, shit.
Oh, North
80.
Remember the Northridge? Was that it 91? 92? 91. No, 93?
Wait. I almost feel like
it was 92.
I think
it was 94.
94?
It was 94?
Yeah, Northridge earthquake, January 17th, 1994.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Magnitude 6.7 earthquake centered in Northridge.
So I just left when that happened. I went down to San Diego. My mom flew out to Cali. She's like, where do you want to stay at? I was like, well, I've never been to San Diego, and this place is way too big.
Wait, you said your mom flew out?
Yeah.
Okay,
just to make sure
you're good.
Where I'm going to stay at. You know, okay. I'm her only child. She's like, where are you going to be at?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, well, San Diego sounds better. I've never been there. But a friend of mine told me, some girl paid for their trip to San Diego. And he's like, dude, you got to get to San Diego. And I look at the magazines. I see San Diego. So I was like, I'm going to San Diego.
Other than LA, that was a hot spot. San Diego and LA was like the
San Diego was popping back then.
Yeah.
Right.
With the Greyhound bumps.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you guys went to San Diego?
We came to San Diego. We drove down to San Diego, and she got me a spot call at the the Pickwick above the Greyhound station on Broadway. The room for $300.
Oh wow!
So it's like I at least had shelter, a key, place to lay down, bed, nightstand, and you share a shower on the floor with those people, whoever.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Kind of like a hostel type
kind of thing.
But you had your own space.
Yeah,
you had your own room.
Yeah. I had a place to lay down, not just laying in the streets. You know.
Okay. Now, not having anything and doing all this stuff, were you actively now trying to get sponsored and trying to do it? Or, like, how were you getting money? Like, what was the...
I always had LSD.
Okay. You're still going with that.
I have it. I used to go to raves. I used to go to raves and I'd slang it. $5 a hit. Boardwalk, whatever. Like, you know, blank piece of paper that would fuck you up, like a little hit. It's like money. So, there was a place called Peace Park in Madison, and I used to have a dealer there, and I had sheets and shit. So and I'd have some kind of money, a bunch of money, but you know, somebody want a trip at the beach, like $5.
You were just getting,
but I go to raise, like walk through the crowd, doses. What'd you say?
Really?
Oh yeah,
serving.
Wow.
And the security one time was like, "What'd you say?" I was like, "This is the dopest."
No, he did it.
Yeah, I like ran out through the crowd. Yeah.
Switch it up real quick.
Fucking trip and dance all night at raves and make money and shit like that.
God, bro.
So after that,
I
was skating.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, like, what was more important at that point, skating or partying?
Well, it was kind of both, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
I do both.
When did skating actually take precedent over the partying?
When I got sponsored by Evol.
Wait, so you never, after you got in trouble back in Madison, you came out here and you kept
partying? And you know, it was crazy. I went to OB, Ocean Beach, and I actually saw my dealer there. From Madison. She's like, what are you doing here? She gave me like 2 sheets. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm back on it.
That's how you got back?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Like, I was like, what are you doing here? So I would be at the wall and making money and stuff like that.
And you didn't stop doing it after you got in trouble? You were just like,
I didn't. I was probably fucking around, you know.
But you're young, bro. You're doing your thing.
Back then, I mean, I feel like skaters do this really well when they're young. They can party and skate at full speed.
Yeah, for sure. Exactly.
Is that kind of what was going on back then?
That was kind of going on. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, when I moved back out here, I ran into this white boy downtown in San Diego, and he had a skateboard. Kind of dirty dude, like I was like, oh, he has a board, we're friends, like, you know. And then he's like, I went to continuation school right here. And I was like, for real? So a light bulb went in my head. So I went in there and I got my diploma.
Really?
I went back to continuation school.
Oh, wow. On your own accord?
On my own accord, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then I got met at this, he introduced me to a homie named Jose that was kind of doing some shit with his parents, not good, you know. And I was like, come and live with me, let's go to school, let's take care of our shit.
That seems like way. Down. This seems like a whole different person.
Oh yeah, like, compared I'm two
to like
people.
The yeah yeah. Well, no, compared to like the acid dropping partier rave guy skateboarder. Now you want to go to school?
Yeah, because I didn't finish back home.
Right.
Because I was just felt like they would talk shit about my skating. Like, you ain't gonna be shit. You ain't, what are you gonna do with that skateboard? And they didn't think that like, you can make money skateboarding.
Sure.
So
sure,
in my
sure.
head, I was like, watch me. Watch this, me go to California and give it a whirl.
Was this your family and friends?
Just family, that? Friends, school, teachers.
Yeah. Okay.
Talking yeah. shit. You know, like, right. what are you going to do with that skateboard? My grandma's from the South. She's in Madison, but she's like, how you going to make money skateboard? You need a job. Da, da. Cut them dreads out of your hair. I had little dreads at the time and shit. Like,
well, back then, it was hard. Yeah, nobody knew about skateboarding. Yeah, nobody. Sure. It was like an underground culture, you know, but exactly. people were making money. Back then, too, when did you start? What year did you start?
I started in like 85.
85. Because back in the 80s, man, these people were making a ton of money. No, that's what nobody realized.
Yeah.
Like $20,000 a month just off board sales.
Yeah.
So exactly. there was a.
Because there was not that many pros,
right? Yeah, there was not many pros.
Hardly any companies.
Three companies.
Yeah.
yeah.
Santa Cruz, Powell, and.
And those graphics would stay around for years.
Exactly.
Yeah, Vision and Schmitz did. Vision, yeah, that means there was a few, but yeah, nevertheless.
Just different. Yeah, so yeah. I went back to continuation school.
Okay.
Buckled down.
Got your thing.
Fucking diploma? Got my diploma. My mom came out. Came out crying, like, I never thought my son would get a diploma.
Really?
Yeah.
That's dope.
But we could do our laundry there. They gave us food. They bought me a skateboard before. They took us to a Laker game. Long as you did your work,
you got good. Rewarded. Mm.
Yeah, so they took inner city kids with problems and tried to change their lives.
Okay. That's cool.
And our teacher was Teacher of the Year. She went out and met Bill Clinton at that time.
Mm.
She was Teacher of the Year of California. Me and my homie Jose were Students of the Month of California.
Wow.
We were like in People magazine. Like, I'm at a desk, like,
no, you are.
Really? I'm dead serious. My grandma's like, I see you in People's magazine. I wish I could find that photo. But my grandma, she always read the People's magazine that was in there.
Oh, my God.
Her name was Sandy. Thank you, Sandy.
So that was your first ad in the magazine?
First editorial photo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My first ad in the magazine was from Grant and Britain.
Grant Britain. But wait, this is. Is that before Evol, when you got the ad with Grant Britain?
Yeah, was it no, this after? Is before. I wasn't even sponsored yet.
How did this come about? Did you just see him?
I was skating Roosevelt Middle School.
Ooh, that's a good spot.
And he was filming some other guys from Evol. I forget their names. The first guys. I'm sorry. I'm bad with names.
And you?
But okay. I was just skating. There was a tree, like a tree gap. Like you can,
like a V?
Like a circle with a V. You can gap through it. And he's like, yo, can I take a photo of you? And he gave me a sequence in the contents page.
What were we doing?
Backs 180.
Back 180.
Sequence.
That's sick.
And just by having
he gave me his car. He's like, call me if you ever want to take photos. Damn. And I was like, cool. And I should have called more. But I was more, I don't know, kind of doing other stuff. I don't know.
Did you?
I should have took more advantage of that, but it is what it is.
Did you just open the mag and there you were?
Yep. Yep. He gave me... I forget what the content said, but he's like...
Oh, contents page.
Yeah, content
yeah,
page.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
This is Tyrone, T-Bone, or Tyrone Olsen going through the tree. Yeah. He said something like, this is on me, because you got to pay for those pages, you know?
Oh,
I don't
really?
I don't know how trans will work.
I don't know either. I mean, I'm sure he was staff back
not for
then.
Those, I think that was for content, right?
Yeah, it was like, editorial stuff.
Yeah, it just says contents. So that was the first time I was in a magazine.
So, and that was the first time you met the Evol guys, or you already friends?
No, Dave Mayhew was on Evol.
Dave Mayhew got sponsored before you.
Yeah.
And he got on
Evol. He would send out tapes and stuff like that. I didn't send out tapes. Him and Aaron would film a lot. Aaron filmed me doing a 10 flat 10 in like 91.
Aaron Schneider.
But
okay.
What do you mean 10 flat 10? What 10 flat 10?
It's in my Wheel of Fortune.
Wait a minute. Did you use a launch ramp to get up on that?
No.
Okay.
Let's pull that up.
Yeah. Check it out. It's my first big handrail. It's like a 10 flat 10. Board slide by Aaron Snyder, my Wheel of Fortune part.
Let's go.
This is his Wheel of
Fortune. Oh, I have, dude, this is my first 4-1.
That's what I got on what it, right there.
Oh, my.
What issue 90, is this?
Oh, my. That was a 10 flat 10?
Something like that. Big.
Yeah, dude,
that was for
huge.
91.
Nevertheless, hell yeah. All day.
Dude, look at you, bro.
Yeah, this is, we skate fucking Horton Plaza all the time right there. A rail, then you have a perfect ledge.
Who submitted this? Were you filming
that
with
ledge,
the
hand? That ledge
I
is
think
not small
Brian
either.
Reed was filming
Brian
some
Reed?
Of this.
Okay.
Yeah, wow. Brian Reed was filming this. Because he was roommates with Dave Mayhew at this time.
Okay.
And then Dave went over to Maple, and then he got a job filming some vert guys at Missile Skate Park. And Tony Mag asked him if he wanted to be the team manager for Evol.
Ask you.
Ask. Reed,
Brian Reed.
Yeah. Okay. And then Mayhew was basically like, hey, well, Tyrone's out here. He'll skate for you. And then I got the call.
And that's how you got on.
That's how I got on. And we filmed every goddamn day. Every day. I had 3-song part for my first video part.
Damn.
Every day.
Did you pick the songs or you?
Yeah. 2 AZ songs and a Public Enemy.
What video was it?
Yeah, what?
This is the Evolve video.
Oh, the Evolve
video? Yeah, my part.
I've seen the video. It was such a long time ago. Still Life, right? Is that what you said, Rod?
Yeah, Still Life.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Damn.
I remember Brian Emers had a part in there too, right?
Yep.
Emers?
Yep, I put him on too. Yep.
Oh, you put him on?
Well, you know, put the homie on.
Yeah. Where was he from originally?
He's from Green Bay.
Green Bay, that's right.
That guy could switch back to anything. Dude. Back in the day. So tech.
Wow.
Super tech. Yeah. Super tech.
Yeah, I remember him.
So Dave Mayhew, did you know he was already out here? Did you connect?
No,
I
came first.
You came first.
I came first on some random shit, and then they came together with the friends like Sosa, Aaron Snyder, okay, Dave Mayhew, and they got a crib like the correct way.
Didn't you live with them?
I lived with Aaron and Sosa for a minute.
Okay.
Just
okay.
For like a, yeah, you can stay with us. Right. So I cleaned the house and stuff. And
so then Mayhew went to
Maple.
Maple. Yep. And then you got right into Evol.
Yep.
Evol.
Yep. Okay. And they had Evol shoes, Evol snowboards, Evol skateboards.
Mm.
They did it all.
They did it all. Tony Mag, Dr. Chin, Tony Chin. And then I was just thinking, I was like, well, when we change the name, there's too much Evol, this, that. Mm. So that's when Brian Reed's like, yeah, that's a good idea. And I remember Dr. Chin, the guy with all the money, he's like, I don't care. You guys just make money. You take the boards, you take the shoes. I don't care. Just make money. And I was like, wait. I just want to skate right now. I throw my ideas in. Maybe later on I could be behind the desk and learn stuff, but I'm just a skateboarder at this time.
They wanted you to take over the boards.
Yes. And that's why I said, just pick a team manager. So we got Jason Rogers.
J-Rock. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I didn't know much about computer editing. I have great ideas and thoughts in my head.
But you're a skater. You want to skate.
Yeah. So I figure like later on in my career, I can be behind the desk. And that's why I give you that girl mad love, because I've seen how you guys, somebody's not performing as well or whatever, but hey, you get a job in a warehouse or stuff like that. I've seen that. I don't know if it's 100%, but I've seen that you don't just cut people.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I've seen it was like, these are your friends. You're not skating as much. So you want to do some boxes? We got a job for you.
There's certain companies that will. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Let you breathe a little bit.
I saw that with Girl a little bit in my eyes. I was like, that's some family shit. That's dope.
If you want to do that, you just got to show and take initiative.
Yeah.
I've been seeing Deluxe do that recently.
Yeah.
Jack Olson rode for Rides for Reals, now team manager for Thunder.
There you go.
I'm like, there you go.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. So my plan was kind of do that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if we're jumping the gun, but
no,
yeah.
You're good.
So we had Gershon, Mayhew, Adam McNatt, and me.
Damn.
The first Flyers.
That's a good team.
Yeah, the squad.
Yeah.
That was for which one?
Osiris. Beginning.
Okay.
And
but you helped come up with the name Osiris, right?
Well, not necessarily. Reed said it, and that's my friend.
Yeah.
We've been filming. We travel together. We're doing so much together. Yes, let's do it.
How do you come up? How do you just say Osiris? What is that?
The god.
Oh, the god.
Gods are like the Greek gods. Think.
So what happened right there? You just said like, oh, that's a good name.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Yeah,
it's like basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where did the logo come from then?
I think, I don't want to say Persuade helped with that. Persuade is a super good artist. He drew my first board for Evol. That guy's an amazing artist. Dave Persuade Ross, super good artist. He does Hello Kitty? Not Hello Kitty.
I don't know.
He does his artwork, but he's all over San Diego. He's a super cool guy.
Sick.
I wish I had one of my pro miles. I lost a bunch of shit during the moves and all that shit, but where are we at?
Osiris.
Osiris.
Yeah.
So
Osiris.
I was just going to say, because like you had a good run with Osiris.
Yeah.
Like you had pro shoes.
I had like 3 different shoes.
3 different shoes. Yeah. Like so.
I mean,
Osiris was kind of. Yep. So Osiris was kind of killing it. So you must have been.
They had a good moment.
Yeah.
I was making some good money.
Right.
Yeah. So I was getting like, let's say Arcade, I was getting like $1,000 a month, and then some board sales. And Osiris was like $1,000 a month plus $2 a shoe.
Wait.
Ooh,
chill. So, let me ask you a question though.
No.
Because Evol was there, right?
Yeah.
Then Arcade came into the picture.
We changed everything.
So you just revamped Evol.
Revamped everything. The guy that had the money.
Yeah.
We changed Evil this, Evil Snowboards, Evil Shoes, Evil Boards.
Gotcha.
To Arcade and Osiris.
Mm.
And then we got Jason Rogers to be the team manager. We got Reed to design the shoes. And then I got my friend DJ Peril to be the team manager.
Mm-hmm.
And we made it work. And we designed our shoes. And we, you know, clarified it. I like this. And we just filmed all the time.
It was cool, man. I thought Arcade was a dope company, man. Yeah, you had some rad people on there too, like the tour video,
the gumbo.
Yeah.
Sad
is beast.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Still killing it,
right?
Yeah, we went to Japan on a tour, dude. That was super fun.
Okay,
rolled my ankle like a week in. Oh, I bought my first scooter there just to keep up with the team.
For really?
Like $300 to keep pressure off my ankle. I brought it home like, what is this thing? Like, just about anybody ruined our downtown experience. I just I'll buy something to keep skating, guys.
What was the distribution out of it? Down in San Diego, right? The Arcade?
Alias?
Is it Alias?
Alias distribution.
Alias was both of those.
And then where does Sosa work at?
Let me grab this.
I forgot where Sosa worked at.
I bought.
Then we Autobahn came out.
Oh, okay.
Wheels.
Yeah. I remember I bought an arcade board for like $20, I think, at like a trade show or something.
Mm.
They were selling it with grip tape. I got
$20. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So I remember the old ASR show, trade shows.
Yeah, those were fun.
Yeah. Before our sponsors sneaking in, ask somebody, let me get their pass.
Yeah. Totally.
And then had the chorus on the out there in the back.
Yeah. That was cool. That was cool. It was different.
Or the Greyhound bump days. Yeah. I've seen some pros down there get mad and throw their board on the roof.
Really?
And I go up there and get it. Brand new deck. Yeah, people really? All pissed and shit, can't land shit. Oh, man, they throw it on the roof.
Oh, my God.
Who? I don't even want to name names, but I'd be like, "Coop, brand new board. Thank you.
So Osiris, now you got everything's going well. You got the Arcade, you got Osiris, you're getting paid good money.
Yeah.
Were your shoes selling good?
They were selling very good.
Okay. So those checks must have been nice, bro.
They were very nice. They were very nice. Ooh. There'd be like months, there'd be like 9, there'd be 10, there'd be 20.
Get them.
30.
Wait, is this 20 to 30 when you're like, now, is this like the storm?
Christmas day, it's Christmas time, boy. Yeah.
But is this like the storm era?
The storm era, yes.
Okay, I was going to say, because you guys looked like you were making a lot of money back then.
Well, there was a point when, the storm came out. You did this massive tour. It was like, you guys were on a different level.
Yeah.
For skateboarding.
Yeah.
Like, you guys were doing it.
Everybody was nervous, huh?
I mean, you had gnarly tour buses, and like, this was like, you never seen this shit before.
Yeah.
Like, you guys were actually fucking doing it.
My mom lost her mind when we pulled up to Madison, the tour bus with all our silhouettes on the side. I pulled up to my mom's house. She's like, what the hell? Like, rock star shit.
Yeah. I feel like Osiris was very obviously like just San Diego based. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I feel like almost all the riders were in San Diego. Is that pretty?
Yeah, it's pretty accurate because it was like once I got on and then Mayhew, we would just put on the friends. Let's put on Chad Knight.
Yeah.
Let's put on Chris Dobstaff, Adam Lauder. Let's put on Matthias Ringstrom. Because Sean lasted a minute, then he dipped. Oh, but yeah, well, I guess let's put on all your homies. Oh, man, I wish I could do that again.
Fakey big heel, dude.
Rick flip.
Oh, there's one of my best kick flips.
5-0 to blunt.
That was
I've never seen that.
Dude, I couldn't stay in the 5-0, so it just kept going to blunt. So I was like, run it.
I
gotta watch it again.
That was really dope.
Damn, that was a popular set.
I have a photo of Big Brother with that. Ollie. I kept tripping me off.
Hell yeah.
Let's run it.
Run it.
Bro. Yeah, this was a good...
That rail was the shit back in the day.
Yeah, people would fuck that thing up.
Wait, was that next to the Greyhound bumps by chance?
Down the street a little bit.
Okay.
Right by the trolley station.
Were you guys just...
I got so much shit for that trade flip.
People were talking about that.
Mayhew ran into me and hurt my knee, so I can only... flick like that. I don't know. And the people are like, what's up with that tray flip? I don't know.
You're like, what about those?
I was hurt.
Right.
My inner knee was messed up.
Let's slow-mo it. Here we go.
I don't see nothing wrong with it.
It's just when your feet come back together, I guess, right?
Yeah. You know how many times I heard somebody talk about that tray flip? Oh, my God.
You're like, what about the tail slide?
Yeah, exactly.
What'd you say,
that was in Rotterdam.
It's like a Mark Gonzalez kickflip.
Yeah, true. Mark doesn't get shit for his kickflip either.
That Hubba looks fucking sick, that though, Hubba, dude.
Rotterdam.
Yeah. That's Rotterdam. Wow. Damn, dude. Okay.
Actually, Rotterdam was dope.
What was it like filming for this video, dude? Is this like you guys were starting to go on tours, then you guys started blowing up, right?
Yeah. I mean, it was just skating with friends, dude.
Yeah.
It was skating with friends all day long, filming, dude, all day long. I was on TSA for a minute, too. I don't know if you've ever seen that TSA video, Life in the Fast Lane.
Oh,
I have a whole part in that.
A whole part?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, TSA was dope, dude. I like that shit. Look at that.
Wait, let's go back.
Hollywood?
Let's go back to the lawn tramp onto the... Well, yeah. I want to know, like, because
pick your poison.
Okay, you know, you know why I started? I built a ramp because I used to see higher rails tall. And I'm like, if we just had a ramp to get up there, we got more skate spots.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that rail is huge. You can tell by this angle. Well, that rail is really tall.
If he's using a lawn tramp, you would hope it was a tall rail.
Have you seen the one when I was grinding that in the Big Brother and the dude launched his truck in the distance?
Wait, what?
In the background? Really?
Yeah, in the Big Brother shit or poop.
I mean, like those two long names.
So I brought wood there, and so it was like a bank, and I did a wall ride 50, and this dude brought his Jeep in and launched off the bank. While I'm on the rail, my truck shifted so hard because I see this thing flying, and I landed a trick. You knew he was doing it though.
It was like a.
I didn't know. He just showed up in the fucking schoolyard with his fucking Jeep.
Oh, you gotta find it. When you find
it, it's like, so gnarly.
You gotta let us know.
Point Loma, after school, every day.
That was a big table.
Point Loma was the shit.
Get it right, shit or poop.
Rotterdam. I'm on holding a joint right there.
It could have been number two.
Yeah, dude. Check it out. It was pretty insane. It sketched me out. And the dude's like, my mom's going to kill me. You like jumping Jeeps and broke both axles. Like,
wow.
I think you're a little spoiled.
It was the other lawn trip. Oh,
yeah.
Back 5-0 big spin. You were doing it, man.
Oh, that rail's still available.
Look at that. Yeah, you were.
I was all right.
No, what do you mean?
I tripped on that spot. Wasn't that like in a frat house?
Yeah, behind the frat house, right like by my house.
Did you have to sneak in there?
Pat Duffy did. Yeah, I went there. He did the other one because he's goofy, and I was like, I have to grind this for the Duff. I have to grind the other one.
That's so crazy.
Didn't get served on that. Yeah.
Yep.
The Gnarly Hards, dude.
Albuquerque. Yeah, that place was crazy. And the S rail. I had a crux out of doing this one.
Dude, look at you, bro.
Little S curl.
Oh, my God.
Chilling on that thing.
People are trying to do that shit nowadays, man.
Kick for back lip.
So Osiris comes. They come out with the video and everything. I mean, like.
We had video of the year.
You guys must. I mean, your life must have gotten so much better.
It went so fast. Oh, yeah. Yes, definitely. So much. I'll get my first apartment, you know.
I mean, you got money. Yeah, exactly.
I used to come home just to do laundry and pay some bills, and I'd be back on the road.
Seriously. You guys were on the road that much.
Yeah. But I used to go to a lot of the contests, too. I go to X Games, Gravity Games, Vans Triple Crown. I won a Vans Triple Crown in Cleveland. And I think it was 2000.
I mean, you're still doing
the second World Cup points.
You're still doing the Tampa Pros.
I was fucking hyped.
Yeah.
Like, right, Rick McCrank, and then it was me.
Bro.
And I used to ask people on those sites, come with me. Let's go. There's a free flight of new cores. Somebody come with me. Nobody wanted to come with me, man. I'm like, why?
Was there any... They weren't really contest dudes, though.
They could make a contest. Yeah. Chad Knight could do Chad a mick twist and then kickflip backflip a rail. Yeah. Like, if he wanted to. I was just like, man, you guys could be winning this.
Maybe Chad Fernandez?
That's closer to the end of my Osiris day. But yeah, Chad would come.
Yeah.
I dragged Mayhew to Cleveland.
What happened with Osiris?
What happened with Osiris? Ooh,
Jesus. It's like, where do I begin?
There's layers to this shit.
So...
You were on it for a good while.
I was on good for a while. I'm thinking this is never going to end. Reed's my friend. Mag's my friend.
Mm-hmm.
We're holding it down. Maybe I'll get behind the scenes later. Let me just skateboard. But when they're in the office, they be doing paperwork. I'm the owner. Start pushing people aside. And they start fighting with each other. And I remember Reed, I just had a daughter, and he's telling me, this is going to be like my last check. And I was like enraged. I was about to fuck
just
him.
Out of
I was about to fuck his ass up downtown. Because I just had a newborn baby. And like, 9/11 happened. My mom, yeah, I was kind of like heated. You know what I mean? Because I was like, what the hell?
Out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. Tell me at a club downtown, like San Diego.
That's not professional.
No. Yeah. And I never thought somebody would do that. Like, your friend, we're friends. We've been traveling.
Right.
What happened? We've been doing everything together.
Haven't you seen my shoes, man?
Shit, we're in, like, we're in Radland, or Northampton. First time I ever went to Europe, we were in Northampton. And fucking, we're at a bed and breakfast. We leave the club. We go to bed and breakfast. I see this Italian dude running down the street getting chased. These had sticks. I was like, come in to bed and breakfast. Come in. So I go get butter knives out of the kitchen. And like, before I did that, they threw a car club through the window, and Reed was messing with some chick. He looked up, blow, smoked him in his face.
Oh my God.
Split his fucking eye open.
Oh God.
Jeez. And then before that happened, we asked the cab driver, what's there to do here? He's like, we like to fight. We're like, what? And then this drama happened. Yeah. And
but that's the stuff you've been through with this dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. So what, did you decide to leave at this point, or what happened?
Like, I had no choice. They cut me. They're like giving my last check, and then they gave me like 10 G's, the saddle or something.
Wow.
So I started Germ Skateboards and put the homies on, and I had a friend that did artwork,
okay,
website, and we fucking ran it and made a video called Germ Skateboards.
Germ Skateboards.
Yeah, yeah. Get Dirty video.
Did they let go of a bunch of people at that time too in Osiris?
Yeah, they figured they were too hip-hop-ish or something with the baggy stuff, so they wanted to go more punk, so they would get... what's his name?
Corey Duffel.
Corey Duffel. Oh, yeah. And they like try to switch their old style up. God, they felt like they were too hip-hoppers or something. Like, we're just skaters. You know, like, there's no...
Well, no, you there was the a pants. Very heavy...
I don't know.
There was this heavy vibe that you guys brought. Like, that Osiris Storm, like, whole era was, like, very prominent. You know what I mean?
I almost feel like if it ain't broke, why fix it, though? Yeah, but maybe, I don't know the internals are going on there. I just know
I just felt backstabbed, you know?
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
I can't work in the office or something. Shit, what am I going to do?
Right.
I'm a skateboarder.
You weren't even offered, like, a job.
No.
The decisions were already made, in a sense.
Yeah, exactly.
If they're, like, a month out, damn, bro, that's not even, like, time to, like, really get me, like, situated.
Yeah,
at least give me, like, 90 days. Like, right. Hook it up.
Yeah, it was just...
I'm wondering if, like, did the pond dry up over there? Because, like, I mean, they had the Dave Mayhew had his shoe.
Oh, right? That was just
like,
money.
Bro, like, that pretty much probably funded the whole company.
Oh, yeah.
That thing.
Exactly.
But I wonder if, like, when that kind of slowed down and everything, I wonder if the pond started drying up and they needed to make these changes. Like, I don't know.
I think the changes made it worse.
Right. Okay.
Because you were on a good strive and making money, and then they try to say he didn't. Mayhew didn't design his shoe. That's bullshit. We all designed it our own shoe.
Right. It's so funny.
Like,
dude,
why are you claiming that? Dave did design his shit. I designed my shit. Or we okayed it together. Like, so we did it together. You know, I remember looking at a fucking catalog. Oh, I cussed. I was looking at a newspaper catalog, and I saw a design of a shoe, and I, like, oh, look at this one. Let's make this one. Like, just.
That's what you kind of did. Like, yeah. And Dave Mayhew said that he kind of did the same thing. He saw this, like, hiking shoe or something that he liked, and he designed it off of that.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's a weird situation.
You just think it's never end, because these are people you've been traveling with.
Yeah.
Chilling with, drinking with, smoking with.
Making money with.
Mm. You never think it's going to end. Then one day they're like, tell you you're not friends no more, basically. You're like, what?
This episode is brought to us by Woodward. With over 500,000 square feet of skatable terrain across 24 skate parks at Woodward, PA and Woodward West, you will have a blast there this summer. But you won't be alone. Confirmed visiting pros, Ryan Scheckler, Lizzie Armanto, Jamie Foy, David Gravette, just to name a few. All you need to do is go on the website, see which week they're going to be there, and book your trip to skate with them. The Nine Club will also be there. August 11th through the 17th, that's week 12, we're going to be there for the SLS Futures Camper Contest. What is that, you ask? Well, every week at Woodward, PA, two winners will win a free week to come back and compete in the SLS Futures Camper Final during SLS week there. Kelly's actually going to be the guest judge, so that'll be fun. Check out summer camp dates and register online, Woodward, PA and Woodward West.com. Save $100 if you enter the code 9CLUB at checkout. $100. Go check it out. We'll hopefully see y'all there. This episode is supported by Shake Junt. Yep, the company that keeps you going in these streets. Need that perfect grip for your flick? Bearings that just don't stop? Bolts to keep your trucks on tight? Look no further. ShakeJunt.com has what you need. Grip, bearings, bolts, skateboards, rails, riser pads, grip tape cleaner, t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and everything else in between. Treat yourself and save a couple bucks by entering 9 Club at checkout. Yep, 20% off everything. Just enter 9 Club, N-I-N-E-C-L-U-B at ShakeJunt.com. Get there while you can.
Well, I think people, companies back then chased trends super hard. Once, like you said, the pond started drying up, you're like, what do we do now? This is hot. Let's go that way. Like, yeah. It's kind of sad when people do that. But
yeah, but then, you know, you see, like, once you get older, if you have responsibilities, so you got a house, you got a mortgage, you got a child, you got a car, you got this. That's easier than a cut to you because they don't want to pay for that. They'll sponsor a kid that's stoked on skateboards and his shirt and a little bit of travel. But when you get old enough, you got grown bills. Mm. They're like, I don't know, sir. But you might still be killing it.
Right.
But they're just like, this kid kills it harder than you or better, but you just take a couple products. like a lower pay cut because he wants to grow as well. But then when he gets older, he's going to see the same thing.
Yeah, I can see exactly what you're saying. Because you start making a lot of money, you know, you're taking money from the company, but the company's making money. I don't know, it's a weird thing. Yeah.
I've heard they had shoes of ours in a big old shipping containers that we never even seen and hustling on the side.
Wow.
I don't know if it's true, but I heard some stories.
How do you feel about it now?
I don't give a shit.
Okay. That's a good attitude.
I can't dwell on the past.
Sure.
I'm still here. I'm alive. Y'all acting weird. That's on you. You got to deal with the Lord. You got to deal with your own issues. So
there you go.
Yeah. I can't. At the moment, you're angry. So, I got cut and I went to culinary school.
Mm. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
That's super dope.
My ex-wife was like, why don't you go to culinary school? You like to cook a lot. I was like, okay, you move back to Salt Lake City. Why I get my shit together? Because I don't know what I'm going to do. I feel like I'm going to have to get a job at McDonald's at that time or 7-Eleven. I'm this pro.
Felt like the world like, was crashing.
Like if I'm working at 7-Eleven, like, Tyrone, why are you working here? Aren't you just... It's hard to take ego in at that time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you have to let life, and then you just have to suck it up.
But culinary school sounds a little different than working at McDonald's.
No.
Sounds like a little step up.
You can go to culinary school. Really... It helps you teach you some stuff. But then when you apply for a job, you're just another dude in the kitchen. You might be start washing dishes. You're not a chef at that moment.
You got to start somewhere.
Yeah. You got all the fucking Mexican dudes back there like taking care of shit. Like, what the fuck did I pay $30,000 for culinary school? These motherfuckers are doing.
But wait a minute. When you got out of there and you started Germ Skateboards, that wasn't, I mean, you guys
It was
were...
just, I was just doing it for fun. It was not many, much money into it.
Uh-huh.
We were, making video. Homie helped me edit. And I was just trying to make some product. And we called a couple shops. We had it cracking. I sold my last product when I moved to Salt Lake City. At the skate park.
What do you mean? Your last?
Last, like, boards, germs. Germs?
So it didn't last that long?
No, it didn't last that long.
But you came out with a video. That's pretty good, though.
Definitely.
I need a towel. I'm sweating in this bitch.
get him a towel.
Hold on. Just because I got done skateboarding. So, yeah, after they booted me, I had all this footage, and I was like, I'll drop them apart. Like, watch this, motherfuckers.
Mm.
Basically.
Almost like it was for spite.
Yeah, like watch
this. Vengeance.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, sorry. I just got done skating, guys.
Have you talked to anyone there about any of this stuff that you brought up, like, from Brian Reed to anyone?
I talked to him about it?
Yeah.
No. I mean, they should know what they done.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It is what it is. They moved on, but I feel like if we would have more dedication, it could have kept growing and doing better than what it did. And it was up, and then it failed.
Right.
If we'd had loyalty and not a lot of greedy, money hungry mugs, could have continued.
Some people don't know.
Check out the last rail at the end.
Oh, there. Sorry about that.
No, that's you're good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What is?
Watch the biggest rail I've ever done.
This is the biggest rail right here.
No. It's the last trick in London.
This is a.
Oh, look! I'm trying to get tech.
That's a thing, man. That was you.
This rail or
that, no? No, it's at the end coming.
Oh, look at that fucking gap!
I mean,
dude.
You put in work. You know what I mean?
Look at my little launch ramp days.
Dude, you top long rip the top. Yeah. Damn, top dog, dude. Let's go.
I love it.
That rail was fun in Point Loma.
Dude, you were gnarly, bro.
Oh, man, that church is still a go.
Did you, you just like skating big shit, huh?
Yeah, I try to get tech like you guys, but my patience runs thin, so I'm just like, I'm just going to leap down this big gap.
And try to get it what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Damn.
I started with bonelesses and early grabs on the, you know, then you had to learn how to flip your board, and that's coming up.
EMB footage right there.
There you go.
Oh, this rail. Oh, this? Remember Alpiar racked himself on that
one?
Oh,
yeah.
That's right. It's got the thing on the side.
Ooh, Afro days.
Okay.
Afro days.
Who's filming all this stuff for
sure? Shit. Oh, this is, oh, man.
Who was it, the homie?
Yeah, it was like, a homie. Right? I forget. I want to find that spot. It was a bank and then a rail.
Damn.
Like, are you kidding me? Oh, I don't think I did one of those since.
Noseblind 270?
That thing. I had a double page ad with that. That thing was beast on the other end.
What year did this come out? Do we know?
Let me see if
I can find it. 2003?
2000. Was it 3? I don't think it was sooner than that. Oh, look at getting tech. Switch
okay.
Flag.
Oh. You do that pretty good.
Yeah, dude.
I ain't done one since.
Did you ever
remember you just land stuff back in the
that
day?
Was it.
You
that
just,
was it
you're
for
good.
Sure.
We one and done.
Good.
Yeah.
One and done.
On. Did it.
Oh, front feeble. This is, yeah, that's right there. It was in Portugal.
Dude, I feel like every part you've had is a fucking substantial part, man.
Hell yeah.
There we go.
Like you put, oh, shit.
So Shaka's filmed that.
Damn.
And the first handrail at the top, I had to put a cell phone jammed in because my wheels kept hitting.
Oh, that's the one you were speaking on earlier.
Yeah, yeah, I have a poster of that.
Yeah.
Wait, let's see this. This one?
Yeah, the top rail. We had to jam a cell phone because the rail was in the way. So we like gapped it open with a cell. See the cell, the black little cell phone?
Oh, the second rail.
Yeah, the second rail. Yeah. That's wow. At UCSD.
Oh, you... To get it away from the wall.
Yeah,
so you can roll through that.
Whose
thing.
Cell phone was it?
I think Shaka's.
Really?
Like a Motorola.
Okay. A little flip phone.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Before these damn smartphones.
Oh, yeah, for sure. These are one of my beast highlights, but yeah, that was in
this
London.
This is gnarly right here, bro.
Ooh.
That last down, I didn't realize it was going over bushes. And I didn't know I had to turn to the left.
Wait a minute. You're not inspecting this before you jump down the gnarliest rail? You're not looking at the
next
surroundings?
One, the next one was like going through bushes. And I kind of, dude, I was kind of buzzed. Dude, we went to go eat and we went to a place that had a one, like a basketball court, like a two-man basketball court inside this restaurant.
Amazing.
So we're playing that. I'm just drinking, barely ate anything. And we're walking home, and I look in between these buildings, and I see this rail. I'm like, Ed, go get your photographer equipment. Let's go. And Jerry Sue was there. I think Mayhew was there, a bunch of people. And I just went back to the room, smoked a joint, listened to some Red Man, and got hyped.
Amazing.
And I fucking made it happen.
Wait, where's this at?
This is in London.
Routines, London. Oh, man.
I've never seen nobody skate this skill. Right there, I was like, oh my God, it felt like that rail was going in between trees. Like, I was like, whoa.
Dude, how buzzed were you?
I wasn't drunk, but just a little buzzed. But right there, I was like, oh shit, I gotta cut.
You got a curve, right. Oh my God.
It looked like it was chilling.
That
was easy.
Chilling right there.
That is hilarious.
I was like almost in tears because Here Dude came. I was like, I'm never coming back to London again. Please let me skate this rail.
Yeah.
And he walked off, gave me like 10 minutes, and bam.
You have the poster here somewhere. We had what was it for? Was it a.
It was a germ poster. So we had our product on the back and then a poster on one side.
Dude, how fucking. That is amazing, bro.
So sick.
Maybe we have to come back with germ skateboards again.
Bring it back.
It was good, man.
How'd you come up with the name Germ?
Just being grimy, dirty skater. Okay. Okay. Let's get dirty. That's the Red Man song was like, let's get dirty. And just kind of just, because we're filthy skaters, man. We go in the shower.
Dirty ass dudes.
You know?
Who was on the team?
I had Tyler Moore, Matt Brody, myself, Marcel. Who else is in that video? Gosh, I'm so sorry.
Dude, Matt Brody's one of the techiest dudes I saw when I was a kid. I was like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
He was.
That Rehaba in San Francisco? Amers?
Amers.
Yeah, Amers. Dave Coyne. Sorry, wow. My bad. Dave Coyne. Dave, we were just with Dave Coyne. So yeah, we had a friend that does graphics, and we made Dave Coyne board, my board, and we had some team writers.
Was it hard running it? Like, did you like running a company?
I did like running it. Yeah. I mean, that now you have cell phones, internet, but way better.
Easier. Yeah.
Like, I had a list for shops from some people that worked at Osiris, like distributors. Mm. So we just call and stuff.
Try to get you out there. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it didn't last long, right?
Well, no, I end up...
You sold your last board in Utah or something?
Yeah, I moved to Utah to be closer to my daughter because my ex-wife didn't want to move back to San Diego.
Okay.
So I was like, missing my daughter. I was like, I'll move up there.
How was that move?
Big change, dude. I'm half white, but that's pretty white.
It just...
Even my mom's white. She'll tell you that place is white.
Okay.
I felt... No, I don't know. It just family... Her family wasn't feeling me, I don't think, that well. So I got my own place. I get their town, she's like, you can't stay here. Like, spend the night for one night. We have a child together until I figure out where I'm going to live. So I just got a hotel. And I ended up finding a place for like $450, like a one-bedroom, like downtown Salt Lake at that time.
Damn. It sounds like you just make moves without even like any plan. You just go.
I do.
Yeah.
I'm a go.
You just get a go.
Think about it later.
So I got my own spot there, and I worked at a catering company, and then the boss was like, I just got a job to be the chef at the Canyons. You want to come with? I'm like, hell yeah. So that's a free lift ticket. So you take the lift halfway up the mountain, snowboard to work.
Shut the...
What?
Really?
Yeah. So when you leave work, you got to bomb down the hill to your car. It was fun.
That's pretty sick.
It was really, really cool. But okay. I had like a Nissan 240X SX, super low two-door car, rallying through the snow. Like covered in snow, like gnarly up mountains and shit. Mm. So you have to drive up Salt Lake's here, then you got Snowbird on one side, then the Park City and Canyons on the back side.
Okay.
So it's like an hour drive.
Oh, you gotta.
Those are great mountains too.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I love snowboarding. That's my shit too. I can do some 360s and
love it. Get a snowboard home from work. That's amazing. Yeah. That's
pretty cool. Dude.
I was fucking left work one time because they let us take some food and I had like a bottle of whiskey, and it was right after Christmas, so somebody, all the skiers made these moguls, right? So I'm leaving work, like, all right, later, guys. I'm bombing down, taking my normal ride. I hit this fucking bump, like, head over heels, up, down the mountain, food, bottle, goggles. I'm so happy I didn't get cut. My ribs, but with this bottle. So I'm climbing up the hill trying to get my food. It's about to get dark.
He's got a yard sale going.
Yeah, dude. On the mountain. I did. I got smoked. And then I worked at Snowbird. That's on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And just became a kind of too much partying. I thought I was moving up there because it's a Mormon state, Christian people, not partying like Cali. So I thought I was going to settle down. It became worse.
Really? Mm.
It kind of came worse. Like, I guess I should have more self-control, but I'm like, I get a knock on my door 2 days after, a couple days after I'm there, this guy hands me divorce papers. I'm like, what the hell? So no. I'm like, tears, mad. Like, I moved up here to mend things up and make things happen. My mom and dad were never together like fully like that, so I always thought that was beautiful. You could have, you know, wife and daughter, da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
So I tried my best, and that happened. So then I was kind of just sad and depressed and pissed off and fuck it, let's party.
Right.
And then one thing turned into another, and then it got out of hand. So I was like, Mom, I got to come home. So I fucking sold my beater car at like a used car place and jumped on a Greyhound and went back to Wisconsin.
How old are you at this point? This is after Germ. This is after everything.
Yeah, 35. No, not 35. 33.
Let me ask you a question. At this point in time, are you think you're done with the skateboarding industry and all this stuff? Are you trying, or is this a break, or is this like what's your thinking at this point?
Just to be free, I guess. Okay. I just want to live and skate.
Yeah.
But then, ironically, a buddy of mine, John Jack, that worked at Dwindle and helped editing, hit me up to be William Patrick for the Almost video.
Yeah.
I want to know what this conversation was like.
Yeah.
Like,
I got this idea.
So
you're perfect.
So I don't know. Day Wong had this idea of having a character. I had to keep it on the underground. They sent me Dickies, a Celtics jersey, gold chain, some Almost boards. And I had to keep it on the low.
Okay.
And not tell nobody while I was there filming.
Yeah. And you're filming this in Utah.
Everything's here in Utah. I filmed everything in like 12 days.
Wow.
What?
Okay. Yeah. Wait, how long were you in Utah overall?
Like a couple years.
A
couple years.
Did this reinvigorate your skating? Like you being in this video? Or you were always just skating?
I was always skating. Okay. I've never stopped skating.
Gotcha. Like,
and then, they sent me all this product. I had a guy that filmed it. I forget his name, but he sent it in, and then they flew me to Hollywood for the video premiere.
Were you dressed up like that as a video
premiere? No, I should have. I should have. But no, it felt good. I did that second try.
Damn.
Really? You lit that?
I lit with a wig on. And an 18. Dude, I was blinded. I couldn't. Some of that stuff, I couldn't see what I'm doing.
I love that.
And what's his name? Chris?
Chris Casey?
Yeah, Chris Casey was doing the talking.
Right.
And I did the skating.
So good.
I was so sore. That was like my last trick. I was so sore from trying to film this video part. Like, I gave that a tray flip of effort. I was like, I have to stomp this because I'm too beat to like
just Hail Mary.
That's why at the end, when you see the credits, you see me land. I like run next to the building, like stoked as hell. Like, yeah, I throw the wig.
Dude, love the fact that
my daughter's right there up on top in a stroller. I brought her there. You can't see her, she was in a stroller and I locked the wheels. And like filming on this rail.
I love the fact that you were going ham a skit. Like this is video part worthy. You're in a wig and like, bro.
12 days of just going hard in the paint right there.
I just saw Lizard King at Tampa Pro. He's like, Dan, you came up to Utah and then you just destroyed everything and left.
He wore a wig the whole time.
He's from Utah. Yeah. I met him before they were sponsored. Him and Adam Diet before they were like,
that's right, Adam Diet.
Big on their board, Dark Star Orb. Death Wish locals.
They were both at Tampa Pro, right?
Yeah. We just saw them, dude. That was sick.
Let's talk about Tampa Pro really quick. You've been entering Tampa Pro forever, dude. You still enter Tampa Pros. I love Tampa Pro.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Dude, I mean, we were just talking before the show. It was like Ron Allen was 59 years old entering Tampa Pro.
Yep.
Pop shove it, late flip over the pyramid. Like, it gives not hope, but it's like it lights a fire almost. What other contests are
gonna,
like,
what other contests are going to let me skate?
Yeah.
Well, that's like, hey, can I skate Shreely?
I don't have that answer for you.
You know what I mean?
I'm like, not the one
where's my World Cup points from back in the day?
They don't roll over.
Damn, that's fucked.
No, but it's I can't think of the word right now, but it's nice to see. You know what I mean? Like you're out there just doing it and like boom, like I love that.
I'm like, I'm doing this for everybody over 40.
Yeah.
What's the last skate contest, like core skate contest that like it's fun and any pro the round can enter, right? Like,
what about Copenhagen? Can any pro enter Copenhagen?
I'm not sure. I don't know about that. But like, you can skate Tampa Pro. Stefan Janoski can skate Tampa Pro, and then like Shane O'Neill. Yeah. There's people that aren't contest skaters that can skate it and just have fun.
Yeah,
and it's like to me, it's super fun to watch. You guys.
I was just kicking it with all the homies. That's how I feel. Everybody's like, when all these guys are new guys are just like beast on their board and they're like recognize me.
Yeah.
I won.
Yeah,
I'm like, dude, thank you. You're the new guy. Here's the crown. Go for it. Get it.
I love that.
I just have that drive. I don't know. I don't want to stop. It all comes from like people saying you ain't gonna be shit. And I always think about that. Like, okay, bitch, I'm not stopping for you like ever.
Yeah.
Dude. So that's just how I feel.
This
about
run, by the way, is a couple years old.
Yeah.
Just looking up some old Tampa.
It's hard out there, man.
Bro, I'm telling you, man. Like, with all those, I mean, you got the newest pros that are just killing the game, dude. That's what makes me, like, intimidated, like, just to, like, even do, like, a little manual.
You just gotta, like, just have fun and not let this shit get to your head. Yeah,
right.
I feel like I'd be more intimidated to skate Tampa AM than Tampa Pro.
But it's a different. Yeah. It's a different.
No, but I'd be more intimidated to skate that because like Tampa Pro is like we all know each other to an extent, right?
Yeah.
Tampa AM is like a bunch of kids that don't really know each other yet, just going nuts.
I feel if they called my name and I dropped in on Tampa Pro, it'd be just fucking crickets. Be just so quiet.
No.
They'll walk
you,
off.
You know? Do something you, silly.
No, they would love you there, dude. Just.
You'd probably drop in and stop and then walk off. And true. Like,
Yeah. Thanks for showing up.
Exactly. It's all about respect at that contest. Everybody loves everybody.
All day.
Right,
for sure.
Right.
I paid my own entry fee on this one.
No, you bullshit.
I bullshit. I pay my.
How much is that?
$250
No.
Yeah, I was Who like, I'll pay for it.
Bro, usually bring Jerm back,
usually
man.
Like side Montesi, somebody will help hook it up. But I was like, I don't care.
Wait. They should just grant you free entry, bro. Or bring Jerm back and then have them pay for it.
That'd be me.
Damn it, man. I'm trying to figure this out, dude.
It's all right.
No, but it's awesome, man. It's very. It's cool to see you out there, dude. And
thank you,
bro. Like I like it. It's I can't still think of the word, man. I'm lost for that word, but it's dope.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. I'll be going next year. Yeah. I slammed super hard this year. Like, I forgot the Euro gap was there, and I just fucking. I tried to roll in. I was looking at that stupid flap, the little small flat bar that way, and I just fucking crumbled and folded like a taco on the ground. DJ has the footage. I got smoked.
It's not as bad as that.
My hip hurts so bad right now.
You remember that one year where the dude. There was a filmer at the bottom of the rail.
Oh, dude.
That was the funniest shit I've ever seen in my life. It was a film at the bottom of the rail, straight at the rail.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Guy tried to front board. Like, what was he trying to do?
Why are you in the way?
Yeah, that was great.
I'm sorry, you were just talking about leaving Utah, going back to your mom's.
Yes, I went back to Wisconsin, get my life together. And then I found a catering company I worked for. Did big parties of 100, 200, 300, 400.
And you're skating this whole time?
Skating the whole time. I was skating Four Seasons Skate Park.
Damn, that's a
good indoor park. Yeah. Super fun. Ran into the homie Blake from Small Change. He came from a small town. He had a video camera. Mm-hmm. I ran into him, like, we're filming every day. So we were filming
new part, yeah.
New part. He got footage of me, a whole Madison part, whole Four Seasons part, doing my thing, just living back home.
What year was that?
Shit, my years suck. 2013.
Okay. Before, after King of the Road.
I was back in San Diego at King of the Road.
So that was 2014.
Okay.
Yeah.
So before that, Shit. 2006 all the way up to then, probably.
Well, you keep ending up back in Cali. So what was a deciding factor now?
Well, the second time I got back to Cali, I was on. Was it MySpace? Maybe it was MySpace. I don't know. this guy Art Hook asked me if to ride for his board company called Perfect Skateboards.
Just hit you out of the blue.
Hit me out of the blue.
You know this dude?
No,
never met him.
Apparently, I sold him acid back in the day. He told me, like, circle back. But he flew. He made me a board graphic.
Okay.
We got it here.
That somewhere. Basketball one, whatever. San Diego.
Oh, right behind Kelly. Yeah.
But he came out with that like in 2 days. Somebody like knew that can draw. And I was like, okay. I was like, what about a Globetrotter? Because I worked at a catering company. Sometimes they would have events at the stadium, and the Globetrotters would come in, and I would sell basketballs. And shit like that. I walked through the crowd. Get your mini balls.
The Globetrotters were fun to watch, too.
I made $500 for an event like that, like one night, just by walking around the stadium and shit like that. Besides catering, they would have gigs. It was like a sports arena.
Yeah.
Like a place where they have events. But we also do catering. So, yeah, he hit me up, and he had board graphic right away. And I was like, cool. And then he bought me a ticket to his house.
In L.A.?
San Diego. He picked me up in L.A., then we went to San Diego.
Okay.
And then,
what was that like? Was that weird?
It was weird.
You don't even know this dude, and maybe
I don't
like,
know him.
You got this board now.
But I had friends here. I already had friends that
was the
never
company
left.
Already running, or he
it was
just
running.
Was starting something new.
It was running.
Okay.
It was running
okay.
a little bit.
Okay.
But that crazy dude, fuck. We ended up finding out like he would take me. He was hustling women for money,
like a con
internet.
Artist.
Yeah, and saying I'll pay you back.
Oh,
and never pay him back. They put him on blast on the news in San Diego.
Oh my God.
And I was like, I am not fucking with this dude.
Oh, he did it to like several women?
Yeah, several women where their face was blurred and said, this dude fucking hustled me, saying he would pay me back, this and that. And I remember going with him one time. He's like, oh, I'll be right back. And he ran into the house. I sat in the car and I didn't think much of it. I was like, maybe he just knows this person. Like, okay. I don't know. And then he like ended up with an envelope with mad money. Like the con artist dude.
Oh, what?
And I was like, I am not dealing with this shit. Oh, fuck no.
I remember this dude on the news.
Damn. Yeah.
No, just since like I was there and he tried to have me and my girl that we were back together, Tara, love you, try to lie to his baby mama about something. Like, say I was with you. And we're like, I was like, hell no. I'm done, bro. I'm not dealing with your shit. Like, yeah, you could do what you do, but I'm not being involved whatsoever. I am not here for that shit.
So you bounced.
I bounced.
Damn.
I bounced. And then what'd I do? I end up trimming weed up in Potter Valley in Mendocino County.
How are you just going from place to place, bro? Like, how did you end up there?
Just older hippie chick, Kendall, asked me to go up to Potter Valley and trim, make some money, trim some weed and shit.
Was this when weed was getting legal, or was it before the legalization?
It was a little bit before.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, like...
So maybe a sketchy operation?
Very sketchy.
Really?
Yeah. Gosh.
Dude, did you get the hell out of there? What the...
I got out of there. I drove back down with a bunch of fucking pounds and just got the fuck out of there.
You're up in these mountains. Weed's still illegal, right? I mean, is it a sketchy... Like you said, it was kind of sketchy environment. Are you like... looking over for the cops? Is it like a weird, like, is the situation up there? I don't understand.
We got pulled over by a fake cop once when we're going up there. I told homie to hurry up. Let's go during the day and I'll be driving at night. He slacked. This is like a year after.
Okay.
He was slacking and we get up there and some fake cop like pulled us over and asked how much money we got. I'm like, I have fucking a couple hundred bucks in my wallet and what's in the trunk and shit like that. We didn't know. We're like, I have skateboards. We're coming up here for a demo. That's what we said. And he like, he drove off and we sat by this winery place for a minute. Like, dude, what the fuck? And then we jumped back in the car and took off. But you heard about them stories where they pull people over.
Yeah, for sure. Because it's like, it's pop. Growing up there is popular, right?
Yeah,
so it's like kind of a known thing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So what happened then? So then you got out of there. You came back down to SD?
Yeah, I came back to SD.
Oh, road always leaves back to SD.
Yeah. So I end up, you know, washing my car on Monday morning, got pounds and fucking, I'm like, wash my car, get out of there as fast as I can early in the morning, blend in with the traffic, like people going to work.
Morning traffic.
And then you get to San Francisco, like, cool, I'm not the only one on the road in the woods or something.
What'd you go up to San Francisco for?
Well, you got to go through San Francisco.
To get to the place. To get back home.
And then you have San Francisco stretch, San Francisco all the way to LA stretch. You're like, oh, come on, baby, keep it moving. Then you get to LA, you're like, cool, I'm not the only car. Because you got shit in my trunk. And then made back home, and I end up... I had money. I figured I got more. I got like 10 G's. I got these pounds. I got hash and shit. So I have.
Dude, I'm sorry. I'm just laughing.
I'm with you. Yeah, it's all good.
I'm just picturing you driving, like sweating, like
trying to be cool. Tens and twos, dude.
Yeah. I had no idea.
Gotta be nerdy.
This was going on, dude. What?
And then I get to, my buddies have a skate home. I put up my pounds in his closet, my money in his closet. Should I get an apartment? I'm trying to figure out, should I get a roommate, like by myself? And then I go out and I run into my ex-girlfriend that I'm with now, 11 years later.
Amazing.
And my friend didn't want to go out that day. And I was like, I haven't seen San Diego in days, dude. I'll pay for shit. Let's go out. It's your birthday. I'll pay for everything. So the Lord said, hey, go walk into this bar.
You randomly saw her again.
Random saw her. She's like, Tyrone. I was like, Tara. And I was like, oh, hey, Kenny, I need to come and get my pounds out of your house. I'm out.
Wow, just like that.
Just like that. And we've been very happy ever since.
That's an incredible story.
Like my story, I feel like God has helped me and placed me in situations to like make moves
right
in certain areas because I could be way caught up.
Well, dude, I thought we were just going to talk about Greyhound bumps the whole time. this is crazy. I mean, like the where you have been, like all over this country,
yeah,
is mind-boggling. The situations that you've found yourself in is like
and endured,
dude.
And
yeah.
Endured.
Yeah. It's incredible. It's crazy, bro. It's
that's
wild.
Why I'm blessed. I'm alive and healthy, and I can skate, and I'm chilling. Like,
yeah,
my life's totally changed. I'm not the old T-Bone no more. Like, can't be
T-Bone
around.
Settled down.
My mom's
bit.
So happy. She's like, you're almost 50 with no felonies. Keep it up.
Hey, you're like, thanks, mom.
Yeah, exactly.
So you think your life could have went in so many different directions?
Oh my God. If I had been caught with some of the shit I had, it'd have been a wrap.
Right. So you get back, you're San Diego, you meet your girl again, right?
Yeah.
After reunited, how many years you did this year?
Oh my God. And we dated in like 96.
Damn.
Okay. Dude.
Geez. When I was on Evol. And then we got together. She still had my old Evol business card.
What?
Yeah, she still had it. She's like, look what I have in the drawer. Yeah. Oh,
that's crazy.
So it's been a blessing.
So that was, you said 11 years ago?
Yeah.
You saw her again?
Yeah.
Dude, 96, you dated her and saw her like, what, 10,
shit,
15 years later?
Yeah. Yeah, about that. Yeah, about 15 or more.
Good God.
Yeah. She's a local San Diegan.
Well, let's bring it back to, you know, skateboarding. You know, yeah. I love all these wild stories, but yeah, there is so much that we just kind of glossed over, right?
Yeah,
it was
yeah,
like, you know, filming for the digital video with Bill Weiss, progression.
Right?
You've had a lot of parts coming out.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't just like these a couple big parts. Like you were always constantly working.
Never stopped.
Which blows my mind with all these stories going on with you going here and then going back to Utah and this and that. Like, to still be producing all this footage throughout the years, it's kind of mind-blowing, to be honest.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you.
Hard worker.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's just, I love skateboarding. I love getting out with my friends and go film and make something happen.
I think that's amazing, though.
When I met my buddy DJ here, when I wasn't working, I had money in my pocket, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
After sponsored, I had my own shit. We just go to every different park, like, every day and make an edit. Film, go home, I'd be on the computer and make an edit. And my YouTube channel's got so many different parks and footage on there.
We're post on there?
Yeah, I still post. I have my YouTube channel.
Okay.
Yeah,
what is a YouTube channel?
Tyrone Olson.
Yeah.
Tyrone Olson with some number. I forget the number.
Okay.
Tyrone Olson.
How long have you had it for?
11
damn,
years.
Damn.
Yeah, about 11 years.
11 years. Wow. Hell yeah. So there's probably a lot of stuff on
there. There's so much footage. I got so much footage. We would hit up every park, then I was doing washed up warrior boards for a minute. Getting my boards. Yeah, there's my YouTube channel.
Yeah, man.
My new scarred part was I had scarred skateboards for a minute. A friend family was an artist. He drew. I went, saw him back home. I was like, hey, won't you draw some board graphics for me? And start helping me with a website.
Mm-hmm.
I made a team. Then he started crying about not getting money. And so I'm like, dude, there's no money in this. You weren't doing shit in the first place in Wisconsin. You're still drawing. He thought we were being shady. And I was like, I'm done. I don't want to fucking deal with you. I'm trying to show you love. I know people, and I can show you your art to other people around the world.
Oh.
You're from a small town in Wisconsin. Quit getting so hyphy. We're not making no money here. I'm spending the money to make the boards. You drew something. I get it.
Mm.
So I'm a person. If that happens, I'm done. I don't want to have no drama.
But you were full transparent up front, like saying, hey, brother.
I told you. He knows my mom. Yeah. He knows my cousins.
Yeah.
And now he don't even come around no more. He got all weird on us. Like, I mean, he tried to send me lawyer papers. Like, I'm suing you. I'm like, you ain't getting nothing because I paid for the board. You drew something.
Right. How many boards are you making?
I'd make 100 a time here and there.
Yeah,
it wasn't like a warehouse full of shit.
Huh.
I'd pay Prime out of my own money. I just asked you to draw some stuff.
Okay.
You got thinks he's fucking Picasso or something. I'm like, dude, relax.
Were you giving him any money off of those board sales? Or like what? Were you paying him for a graphic?
I didn't have really money that then. Okay, I didn't have extra money. I was like a family friend.
How are you
like
selling them?
Shops. Okay. West Side would buy some. Slappies would buy some.
Oh, shit.
You know, shops I knew.
This was in San Diego.
Yeah, San Diego. Yeah, gotcha, just gotcha. Small shops. You got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
Most companies don't make money for like 5 years.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So let's talk about the video parts and just filming. Like I said, we were watching the progression video.
You saw that one, right?
Yeah. We pull it up.
By Nolly
right
Hard Flip?
Dude, the Nolly Hards.
We love the Nolly Hards, dude.
Everybody loves my Nolly Hards.
Yep.
Is that just one? Is that like your superpower, what you think? Your Nolly Hard flip?
I guess so, like, man. Yeah. I learned it and I just never stopped. And then you do it so much, you're almost like, I'm tired of doing Nolly Hard flip.
I know the feeling, for sure.
Well, that like that time in that era with like hard flips, like when it goes kind of straight through the legs, that was the way everyone did it back then.
Yeah, that's the only way I could do it, I guess.
Yeah, but you like you kept doing it and you perfected it.
I've never done a Nolly hard flip 5-0 on a bench before.
Mm-hmm.
Like at that in Paris, that big grass hill, the 4-block.
Bercy.
There's like ledges right Bercy.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got tech with it too.
I can do Nolly hard flip nose manuals.
That's a hard one.
Yeah. That's definitely a hard one.
There it is. So yeah, you're You were traveling a lot, man.
Yeah, that's in England. That's in the hood.
Where was your San Diego your favorite place for skating?
Oh, yeah, one of them. Oh, there's a switch harbor. Yeah, I love San Diego. The UCSD is so good. Those rails in Atlanta were so cold. It started raining on us.
We went there on a badass dumbass trip, I think.
That spot is sick.
I want to see the... Oh, shit.
There you go.
The four block in Atlanta.
Yeah. The four block. That spot was sick. So when you're on tour and you see something like that, it's like you have to get it or you're never going back. Like
that's your opportunity.
Own private trip or something.
Mm-hmm.
You better get it now. You got photographers, filmers. Handle it.
Yeah, let me see this. Boom. How many tries that take you?
Four. April 4, 4275. No.
Four.
The fourth month, my birthday, April. No. It was like, I don't remember. See, sometimes I'm watching this, I don't remember me trying.
Oh, really?
I was just doing this shit. I don't remember like, oh, I was really struggling with that trick. I don't recall that. I remember just fucking handling business.
You're the type of dude that just goes for it right away, huh? Like, you don't really, like...
Yeah.
Are you ollieing the set?
I didn't ollie that.
No, you're just trying.
I didn't ollie that set. I don't remember 180-ing or ollieing, no.
You just go for
it. Straight ollie, hard flip out the van.
Can you do that trick? If you got out of the van, can you do it on flat ground, like, first try, you think?
Mm-hmm.
Can you still do them?
Yeah, I can still do them. Yeah.
I was saying, dude, I didn't see you at Tampa. I was kind of bummed.
I know, because I have a hot pocket, and my ankles are crunchy at this age, dude. Yeah, impact hurts.
You got to be careful.
Dude, I got to work.
I got to walk. Man.
Yeah, I got to stand in a kitchen all day, man.
Dude.
I'm not getting paid to do this no more.
Bro,
you're doing it for love,
man.
Like
when I broke my ankle, I got 3 screws in this ankle. I was out for a year.
How'd you break it?
Man, schoolyard, small, skinny benches.
Just a normal bench. Like
normal bench. Small, I remember doing a switch nose grind on one, half cab kickflip. I'm a 5-0 the next one to go to these stairs. And I try to, that's why I try to focus on every trick now, because I didn't even focus. I try to just jump in there real quick and I missed. And my front foot went on the bench and just broke my fibula, tore all these ligaments on this side. Ankle bone popped out.
No.
Like you have, your ankle has knobs.
Yeah.
It popped up like that, so I had to get it screwed
down. It didn't
break
the skin, it just popped out.
Yeah, it just popped out. I get tossed over a 10-foot fence, like plop on my back, jump in the car, fuck that light, go, hospital. I was out for a year. That shit hurt.
You tried to 5-0 the table?
5-0 was just a bench.
Oh, just the bench.
Like, but I did a switchback nose grind one. So that's harder. And I just tried to add a little juice.
Yeah.
And got smoked.
Damn. Like you said, you weren't even like thinking about
it. Yeah,
like,
you
I
know,
got this.
You know, you focused on a switchback nose, right? You focusing.
Yeah.
And then I half cap kickflip, and I was like, okay, let me just jump in this real quick.
Okay.
Death.
Surgery, all that.
Everything. No insurance.
Oh,
God, damn. Mom flew out. Thank you, Mom. She paid $30,000 for this ankle.
Oh, my God.
Cash card, whatever.
Wow.
Help me out.
Damn.
The doctor helped me. He's like, yeah, you know Danny Way? I helped him with his ankle.
Oh, Dr. Previte.
Yeah?
Yeah, I went to
him. It was at UCSD in Hillcrest. I don't know. I was at that hospital.
I just remember the one doctor that he worked with.
I don't know. There's some doctor.
He might have been just a random doctor that Danny Way.
Yeah, he's like, you know Danny Way? And I don't know.
Danny would always go to this doctor. That's why I know.
Okay. I don't know if it's the same. Maybe he's a fan, a skater. Because But yeah, that took me out for like a year.
What time frame was this?
I was on Osiris.
That was Osiris before the storm.
So thank you, Osiris, for still giving my checks. I was still getting paid.
I was just about to ask that.
Yeah, I was still getting paid. Yeah, I can't knock.
So this was after the storm?
After the storm. Yeah. A little bit after. Because we filmed every day. I was waiting for other people's parts during the storm. Like, well, I had so much footage. I was like waiting for Kenton. I was waiting for Mayhew. I was waiting for Casper. I was waiting for, like, when is this shit going to come out?
When you were filming for the storm, would you see everybody else's footage? Would you skate with it? No, you just knew your shit and that was it.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know what Kenton was doing. You didn't know.
We skated together, but, well, you there live watching them.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Ken.
Yeah, I know. He was a beast mode.
I don't know. I hate this question, but
hit me. It's
okay. Okay. What's your favorite part that you're most proud of? Do you have one?
My germ part.
the germ part,
yeah,
the one with the 50-50 on the rail and stuff. Why?
Because I felt I was booted, and I was like a revenge part. Like, watch, you guys fucked up. I'm not a slacker skater. I'm have skills. I feel like I was like, motherfucker, watch.
Yeah,
right. You know,
sure.
Throw it in your face.
Mm.
And then that.
And you're happy with the way it came out, and you feel like you avenged.
Yeah, I did the little Michael Jackson Thriller intro.
Oh yeah, that's right.
It's like with my little Pomeranian with a jacket.
Little Pomeranian.
Yeah. My little. Well,
didn't you skate the Thriller?
Yeah, I skated the Thriller.
You skated the song. Yeah.
There he is.
Instead of the tiger?
What's the dog's name?
Max.
Max.
Look at my eyes changed yellow.
Bro, that is amazing. What made you want to do that?
A friend asked. We were thinking about an intro. So we went to Goodwill and I found that outfit.
Look at this. This should have been a board graphic.
Yeah, I know, right? Wow. Somebody had a board graphic like that. I forget what pro did that.
Little Pomeranian.
That is amazing.
Thriller, wow.
I love that.
Like, point your finger. Look, okay, put your arm like this. Point your finger.
And that's your hair?
That was my hair. I got a lot of curly hair.
4.5 minute part.
Yeah.
Dude. That's what I'm saying,
Start
man.
Off with Florida right there.
Was there a ramp to that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I put a ramp up to that.
You kind of hit that one.
Yeah, I didn't need to. I got pop. I got mad pop. You guys don't know I got pop like that?
Were people, did you ever hear about you using the ramps? Did people like comment on that and be like, yo, he's using ramps? Or did you ever hear any chatter about that? Back then or no?
Like I said, I used to see higher rails. I thought, like, if we just had a little kicker, we can get
Yeah, but did anybody give you shit for that?
Or no, like, I don't. Nobody gave me shit. Okay. Now I see fucking OC ramps. Everybody making bumps to rails.
Sure,
now.
Sure.
No doubt.
Where's my OC signature bank ramp?
You should get the first one.
I should get the first one, dog. T-Bone original.
You got to feel a part of only using that to handrails then. That would be sick.
Yeah, that would
have
be
you actually
dope.
Used a lawn ramp to a handrail? Like an actual stair rail?
No, more flat bars. Okay. I've never gone. Yeah, that'd be gnarly, right?
Yeah, that definitely would be.
You got to go up and down.
That stuff right there, I found all that wood at that same spot to make a bump to
that's
flat
dope.
Bar. Everything was laid there. I just had to put it together.
That's like OG shit. Like when back in the day, you just.
This thing. All that was there.
Yeah.
That spot was so fun all in one day, dude. That was.
And that rail's already there.
Yeah, the rail was there. Yeah. The wood was there.
That's cool.
That switch board slide you did was nuts, too.
Yes, board slide up. Yeah. And I found some wood to land in. Yeah.
Go rewind it a little, Chris.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, this that one. Hauling ass up. It's overhead high.
Dude. So sick.
Just put some wood into the grass right
yeah,
there.
Just wow. Good to go. Yeah, we're all good to go.
Most wood do.
Yeah.
That's oh, this is when I had inward heel flips.
That's a good.
You did that.
One.
Good.
I did an inward heel flip, chain to bank.
Dude,
did you?
Yeah.
What was
it's
that?
It's in my Evo video. Oh, in my what? Evo part.
Hey, you could get broke on that.
That
one.
Spot was rough.
I inward heel flip.
It was
that
good,
shit.
But was that the, it was steep.
Was that the only time you skated that thing, or you skated? That
I
bunch?
Have a Big Brother ad.
Okay.
Ollie in the chain and the bank all the way to the ground.
I remember that.
And another story. That photo in that Big Brother black issue.
Yeah.
I was going to school. And I was inviting a friend, like, because they fed us. I was like, come to school. Come to my school. We'll get you some food. Mm. And I'm skating through the City College trolley station. This trolley cop's like, no skating. I was like, I'm just cutting through. And he went around my body and hit me with a mag light and broke my fucking nose.
No.
Yeah, and it started beating up my other friend against the trolley while I was moving. And students got off, ran to the school, like, T-Bone's getting fucked up. So my nose like a gorilla, like, broken. Take me to the hospital. They can't do nothing with a broken nose. So it's like, I'm like a fucking gorilla, swole. I see my buddy in the cop car. I'm like, I'm suing the shit out of y'all motherfuckers. He's literally like, you're under arrest for assaulting an officer. I'm like, what? So I'm in jail for the weekend with this clogged, boogery, bloody nose, swollen. Oh. So if you see that Big Brother black issue, that little small photo of me, it's like, I'm like.
Is it the one behind you right there?
Yeah. My nostrils are like fat. So the whole weekend, I'm just blowing blood in jail.
Bro. So the dude claimed that you hit him?
Yeah, saying I assaulted the officer.
Wow.
And then I get out of jail, stack of letters this big from different lawyers. talking about, I'll take the case.
Yeah. Oh, wow. They won it.
And I settled out of court for 10 G's. I had no family out in San Diego. He's like, you can settle this now or we can keep fighting it. I was like, fuck it. Give me the 10 G's. I got my first apartment. Got my first apartment, but that cop fucked me up.
Wow. You could have probably got more.
I could have got more. If if I had family and friends in San Diego at that time, I was kind of couch surfing, fucking just a dirty skater and just living in San Diego. I was like, give me 10 G's.
If you did go through with it, it would be a long process too. It would probably take a long time.
Yeah, it would take a long time.
You would have definitely came up crazy.
Bro. Right.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, he lit me up.
How was the money situation? Damn. Like through Osiris and everything, like, did we save any money throughout those years?
No.
Like what? No.
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 That was pretty bad.
Did you buy anything ridiculous?
Bought a lot. I bought turntables and records, and I had a Cadillac, and just being very
frivolous,
giftful. I would help out a lot of friends.
That's dope.
I was like MC Hammer.
You had a gold toilet? Really?
No, I was just helping out too many people. I should have been more selfish, but I'm a nice guy, and if I eat, we all eat. That's just like my motto. Like, I guess I should have, but it is what it is. Like, yes, I should have saved better, but
that way of thinking of that, money does come back to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
one way or another.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it seems like that's kind of been in your favor to a degree, because you know you've been in these situations. You're, wait, I'll take the 10 G's, and you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
obviously you had to suffer from that,
yeah,
but it was still, you know, presented to you.
Yeah, I should have saved better, but it is what it is. It was just a life, fast lifestyle. Shit was going so quick. You'd be like, I'll get another check.
Yeah,
fuck it.
You think it's never gonna end, right? It's
I helped out all the homies, man.
I love
and it. And it is what it is. And at this point, I can't go back. I'm not stressing about it.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, just don't forget.
You've been so many different places, right? You were the Utah, this and that. And like, I feel like there was a certain point where being a pro skateboarder, like, wasn't in the cards anymore. You know, was that like after the, what was the crazy dude with on the news and stuff like that?
Yeah.
What was that company called?
Perfect.
Yeah. Was that around this time? I mean,
this is like a second time around back in Cal.
I'm not saying you never stopped. You skated the whole time. But I feel like every skater, it's the biggest challenge and the biggest fear once you reach a certain point to like accept, like, okay, I'm kind of, I got to get I got to get a, you know what I mean? Like, there's a certain point.
There is.
That transition into reality.
That rally kicked in when I moved back to Madison, Wisconsin.
With your mom.
Okay. Back home and shit.
Right.
You know, you got to suck it up, Buttercup. Yeah. And do your shit. You know? I'm not a beggar. I don't like to beg. I can work hard. I'm not a fucking like, oh man, what can I do to get back in this industry?
No, for sure.
If somebody wants to show me love, and we can make that happen, but I'm not begging.
And I'm not even saying that you left it. I mean, you're still doing Tampa Pro. You're still doing, you know what I mean? Like, you're still involved.
Yeah,
you know?
That almost thing was super dope. Yeah. I mean, you.
Yeah, that was like another blessing. Like, hey, we didn't forget about you.
Yeah. They're thinking about me. Yeah.
For sure.
What was the, was there a point in your career where you thought you were skating the best? Like, was it Evil? Was it,
man,
like,
Arcade? Man, I feel like I was on nobody. There was a couple small companies back in Wisconsin, but I destroyed that Four Seasons skate park every day. I have footage somewhere, like the homie cam, just murdering shit.
What year was that, do you think? Well, around what company were you sponsored by at this point?
Nobody.
Nobody?
Just back in Madison skateboarding.
That's when you felt the best on your board?
Yeah, I think in like my 33, 34, 35, 36, 37.
Really?
Like, damn.
Yeah.
I love that, to be honest.
Like, I would do hand plants and then backflip a rail and then like, like this all, because at Four Seasons, you just circle around, dude. Like backsmith the vert thing into a bank and then you hit a hip and then you hit a,
it just,
I don't know. I put my headphones on and just fucking smash.
It just kind of goes to show that, like, if you're just on your board at all times, it doesn't matter what age. Like, if you're feeling the best on your board, like in your late 30s, like, that's crazy to me.
I've been having a busy week, and we went to Tampa, then we came home, then we've been skating. I'm like, I need to be skating more.
Mm.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, my Four Seasons. Oh, you found it. My Four Seasons days. Dude, I was in that park every day. every day. I'd have to drive past her like that.
Ooh, into the little, going down the long track.
That Euro Gap was the best Euro Gap ever.
That thing looks so
good. Damn, it looks good.
It's so good. You could do every trick up it.
That looks perfect amount of length to it, too.
Yeah. Like you ride up and then you flick. It wasn't just like some sudden bash.
Mm.
I felt, I wish I was, I was back home. It was what it is. Right. But I think if I was stayed in Cali, look at Nolly Trey Gap. Mm. Look at hand plant. Like, come on, dude. I felt beast mode here. I think if I would have stayed in Cali and entered some contests at this point, I might have been taking fools. Like, straight up, I would have been winning some shit.
Right.
Hell yeah.
Because I was hungry. I'm back home, no sponsor, living at my mom. Like, I'm one of, I take that, like, frustration and go hard on my board.
I think for some people, it's opposite.
Yeah.
You lose that kind of, like, gusto.
Right? I feel like I told you, but like, teachers and, like, parents or whatever's telling you, what are you going to do with that skateboard?
Right.
You, like, watch what I'm going to do. Yeah. If I stop, you won. So in my head, I'm not going to stop because I hear these comments still flickering in the back of my head. Like, no. If I stop, you won.
Wow.
Like,
I love it, dude. I love it.
Yeah, it's funny how skating works. Sometimes I feel like you go through these low points in your motivation to do it. And then when it kicks back, it feels so much fun. And you find like a new love for it.
Yeah.
And it's good. That's fun to have, I guess.
Yeah.
But not everyone's like that, but...
Well, yeah, we all love skateboarding, but I think there is times where you just hit a low point, right?
Yeah.
And you're just like, it's hard to get out of that.
Yeah.
You know? It's like if everything's kind of not going well and everything, it's hard to pick yourself back up sometimes.
Yeah, that park was my shit, dude. And I'd be in there all day long.
How much are you skating nowadays?
Well,
I know you got the ankle stuff going on, your crunchy and everything.
I've been trying to do some yoga and stretch my ankles out more, like, and stand on a block and, like, try to get the hot pocket fixed.
You still got screws in there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They asked if I wanted to take it out and it'd be, like, another 7 months. I was like, I'm good. If they're not going to bother me, then I'm good.
Yeah, as long as they ain't bothering
Sometimes,
me.
Sometimes, who are we talking to? They got the bolts pulled out and they were skating better
Don
than
John DiLorenzo. John D'Lo.
Oh, John D'Lo.
He got them taken out.
Mm. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay.
I have a pin in mine. I could tell that it's messed with it, but I just don't want to go. I don't want to go in and get surgery again, dude. That whole process is not.
They can't just pull that. They can't just pull it out.
You have to cut you open. You're not doing it to me, Chris.
Yeah.
Grab a razor blade and some pliers. I got you.
Okay. Oh, perfect. Let's just do it. It's fine.
Yeah, perfect. We'll do it right now.
No, but yeah, that stuff.
I've rolled it before, and it's like, it hurts the arch of my foot than more the ankle now.
Oh, okay.
It's like it like transferred. It's so strong. It's like hurts the arch. I don't know.
So with all this going on, how much are you skating?
Much as I can.
Yeah.
I have Wednesdays and Thursdays off usually, so I skate all day on those days.
Where do you go?
Skate park, street skate, go with Danny here. We'll go find something on my day off and hit the streets, hit the park.
Still filming?
Still filming. Gotta get a clip.
Are we?
Gotta get a clip, dude.
Are you filming for something? Or are you just throwing it on Instagram and just, or whatever?
Just Instagram shit. Okay, okay. Little short stories and
shit. Do you want to film a part? Like, what's your vibe right now?
If I had a part opportunity, I probably would. Why not? I'd like to show other people that are my age, like, it can go down.
Oh, dude.
Why not? Let's have some fun. It's fun filming and finding new spots and venturing out and checking. I can't stop doing that. That's a fun shit, man.
Yeah,
definitely. That's what skating's all about, man.
Yeah.
Do you find yourself comparing yourself to what you've done in the past, or are you just having fun?
No,
I
gotta just suck it up and say I'm old and I'm gonna give you what I got.
Right.
Like, I think it's a hard thing for skaters, like when you go through this period of like you're on your shit, and you're like, I don't want to film a part that's not as good. But then I think that's when it comes down to it, it's what's fun. Have to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I also got to a point where I just want to have fun with my friends. Mm. You know, you spend your life kind of filming video parts and going through. I'm never a consistent skater, right? I always pick the tricks that were the hardest for some reason, you know, just the manuals, crazy tech. Oh, do this and do this. 6 hours later, 3 days later, 3 weeks later, a month later, I'm still trying the same goddamn trick.
You got good patience than me. And I'm fuck it. Where's the 12-stair handrail? I'm just going to fucking grind. I got time to hear kickflip nose, kickflip nose. Damn, okay, try it again. Kick.
But yeah. Once you once you get it, it's such a good feeling.
True,
it really is.
True.
But also, so I spent so many years doing that.
May you had the patience like that to be super tacked. He'll take hours and try something.
Oh, the shit he was trying.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Kickflip, nose grind, nollie flip and shit like that. That was nuts.
Manual, late shove it, late flip.
Oh, yeah. Well, also, we're doing tricks back then that you're only doing one time.
Yeah.
You film it once, that's it. You're never going to do that trick ever again. You know? Nowadays, kids are so goddamn consistent. They're doing this stuff in their contest runs.
Over and over.
Yeah.
They keep doing it.
Andy Anderson doing dark slides in his run.
Bro.
Like, who does dark slides in their run?
That was amazing.
By the way, I thought he should have gotten to the finals.
Yeah.
I thought he should have. Because he's doing tricks that I don't even know if the judges, like, maybe you could speak on it, but how do you even judge something like that? Because you're not like, how do you know how hard that is? He got
it's very hard.
Just because it's not a kickflip crooks,
right?
Or like,
exactly.
How do you compare that to what Andy's doing?
Yeah,
it could be the hardest freestyle trick in the world, but you don't know that. You're just seeing him walk up a wall and like still right away.
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
seeing him dark slide down the thing. You're seeing him walk, pop his board up, dude, walk
lean
on the
tails all hella big,
right?
Run.
Like, how do you judge that?
Yeah,
how do you compare that to what everybody else is doing?
If he would have flawless run though, because I think he fell towards the end, maybe on a couple of his runs.
Off the top of my head, I can't remember. But also, you're getting compared to what everyone else is doing.
100%. So it's like, you can't compare that though.
But
it's different. It's different styles.
Skateboarding's
like that too, though.
It's all subjective.
It's all subjective. Yeah. So it's like it's tough. I mean, I liked his run.
I would have put him through. I would have been like, "You're through, man. You go on to the finals."
If he didn't bail,
That bailing part would really set you back.
Especially in a contest run, right?
Not always. Not always. Unless you're Shane O'Neill.
You have to come back.
Shane O'Neill's notorious for that. Because he'll try a trick and then mess up and then he'll do nollie flip right after. Yeah. You're like, what?
Yeah.
Just catch right back up.
Right.
You know? It's judging's not easy, man.
When I won my Vans Triple Crown, I didn't even do the nollie hard flip 50-50 the whole time. I just pulled it on my ass as the contest was going. I was set up in that position. I was nollie hard flip 50-50.
Here we go.
And I landed it. Next thing you know, I did the next run and I did the same nollie hard flip 50-50 and I won 80 out. I was like, oh, what the? Yeah.
Did you win that one?
Yeah.
You won that.
I won. That's my first contest I ever won.
Seriously?
I think $15,000.
Ooh.
Cleveland. Vans Triple Crown in Cleveland at the Hard Rock Cafe.
What made you get into that contest?
I just entered every contest there was.
That's it?
That's it. World Cup contest. Every contest I was at.
That you
Duncan
could,
was announcing. Fun times. Duncan's the man.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Wait, when you won 15K, did the sponsors match it?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, so you came up
good.
Oh,
yeah. That was old. Then you got the stickers on your board. They see a little sticker.
Okay.
A little Crux sticker or something.
You got 30K plus from that contest.
Yeah, dude. Bro. Money was good.
I'm telling you.
If I could rewind and save better, I'd be there. But it's all good. The Lord bless.
Buy a house or something? That's probably
where. Well, we definitely paying a mortgage on a condo, so that's cool.
Sure.
At least we got that. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Got some jet skis?
Yeah, well, we need new ones, but.
Are you a water guy? Do you like to go in the water?
I love water.
Yeah. You surf?
I need to surf more. I don't surf.
Okay.
But I will swim my ass. So I like wake skating. My friend had a boat in Wisconsin doing wake skating, fucking ollie and wake to wake, shove it on the water.
For real?
Big spins on the water. You get pulled by a boat. Early morning, water's gloss. That's my dream right there. Just get a meet. I need a boat and a wake skate.
That's it.
It's so fun. It's so fun.
I've tried it one time. I couldn't stand
so
up
much easy. Less damaged than skateboarding.
True.
Yeah. You fall out. Yeah, you can get smoked. Don't get me wrong.
You're going fast, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Behind a boat. It's like you go 30 behind a boat.
Still, man.
Just to get up. Boom. And then you're on. It's so fun. You just pull yourself away from the boat, wait for the wake, then boom.
Can you let go of the rope and keep going on the wake?
People have, that's if you have the right engine.
Oh, it's a different one. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
To make
those waves.
Make those waves. Then you can party back there.
Okay.
It's like a little spine ramp.
Yeah.
But it's a motor that makes that happen.
Oh.
That makes
the
good wake and the speed.
Where do you go to do that?
I was doing that in Wisconsin. My friend Keith had a boat. I wish I had a boat, but we would be out in the water early morning, dude, doing that shit is so fun.
Do you ever want to go back to Wisconsin?
Sometimes for summer.
Summer.
That's what we're at. Summer. But I FaceTimed my mom before I went to Tampa and it was snow on the ground.
Oh, That's always a bummer,
in
right?
April. I was born April 2nd, 75. It was a blizzard. They had to shovel the car out. My mom, and my mom's like, I'm going in labor. They're like, April Fool's. She's like, no, for real. Shovel the car out, defrost the windows, get to the hospital.
I didn't even think about that. You're born like right at April Fool's.
Yeah.
Could you nollie hard on a wake skate?
Oh.
You probably could.
Dude, you got to do it.
I've almost landed. I've kickflipped and landed on it and then shot out. But it's tough. It's a big board. It's a heavier board. You got they have wake skate shoes. Water can drain out. Yeah. You just get some old shoes. But I remember DVS had some super sick wake skate shoes with like a mesh. So the water would leak out. Okay. But you might ride a...
That was for the wake team, dude.
That was wake team?
Yeah.
Do they have a wake team?
I think they
do. Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, people are sponsored for that. They go in fountains, like have a rig. You can pull out a wire and it reel you in and people skate. Cricks, fountains, wake skate, all that stuff, dude. It's so insane. If you ever watch those videos, it's like dope. But you just like, that's money, though.
It's a
whole
different world.
Oh, you gotta, dude, really is. Traveling.
Wait, wake skate and wake boarding are different.
Wake boarding is strapped in. Wake skating is just shoes and a board. So you can shove it on water, front shove, big 360
people
shove.
Kickflip?
People kickflip, people tray flip, people hit handrails. They do some
nollie,
shit.
Nollie heel?
You probably could, but force the water.
Yeah.
As long as you have if you go out early in the morning, that water's just ice glass, just smooth, nobody bumping it. It's fun.
I'd be impressed to see a nollie heel.
It's
fun. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can imagine you could do like if you're riding switch frontside flip. If you hit the lip, like that, you can kind of float that, baby. That'd be pretty sick.
It's just fun. I feel like if I could retire and just have a boat with a wake skate, and
there you go.
It's just fun. Rallying around a boat and it's just ollieing it. It's fun.
Damn. I tried it one time.
Really?
Yes. I couldn't do it. Couldn't stand up on it.
You couldn't get the board out of
it. Couldn't get the board on. Yep. You would sit in the water and try to like.
Up.
Right. And you'd just sit there and then the boat would start. It was the hardest
thing.
You're
just getting. Yeah,
plus, I'm freezing. I'm in this cold ass water. I'm like, hey, let me get out of here, bro. Yeah.
It does look tough. It does look tough.
You got tried water skiing?
No, straight to that.
Okay.
I got a reward water skiing at camp for the fastest learner. I got to put them on instant.
Right away.
Then you go back to the little
he's got it.
You go back to like the barn. They're like, you won a trophy for the fastest learner.
What camp was this?
Some camp in Wisconsin. Just some camp in summer schools. I mean, summer camp stuff.
Oh, dude. Yeah, Tyrone good times, Olson, dude. Bro. This has been amazing.
Yeah.
These stories are fucking. You got to come back and kick it more often.
Yeah, I would love to, man. Dude. I want to kick it. You guys are fucking awesome.
We see you on the chat on the live show all the time, man. We're psyched to see you in there.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, let me say something. They're like, hey, T-Bone. I'm like, hey, they recognize. Hey, what's up, guys?
Dude. We got to get Chad Knight on here, too. Can you see him on the chat?
I've been talking to him on DM.
Oh, yeah?
Trying to get him on here, yeah.
Somebody saw him. He was at King of the Road.
Okay.
I was like Element. He was on.
He's doing crazy graphics. These days, man.
Crazy on computer graphics. Yeah. It's like.
But you were on King of the Road too, right?
I was on King of the Road.
You were for a guest or what
guest?
Okay. Yeah. For who? Oh, what company?
I was on Element team.
This is a while ago, obviously, right?
Or
2014.
How did that go?
Good. It was super fun.
Yeah.
My girl heard that I was going on Nine Club. Nine Club, but the King of the Road. She's like. I see those videos. You better not be kissing no girls. I'm not kissing 67 girls.
Tyrone, here's what you got to do.
Yeah.
You
know?
What did you do?
I had to paint a hobo's toenails. I went over a hobo off a roof, like ollie off him. Nollie hard flipped these stairs in North Carolina.
Hard.
I had to do a curved handrail.
With a
like
ramp?
A ramp, yeah. Curved handrail. I had to do the Chad Knight front shove backside grab. I've never done it in my life.
Okay.
Landed it.
No way. What'd you do it on?
Some tranny, like a little quarter pipe thing.
Okay.
I tried to put Dominique Walker on my shoulders and go over a spine. He's like, hell fucking no. Bro, we tried it. I got, He's like, no, we're not getting that point. Like, I'm not going to the back of my head, like.
Did you guys win?
No.
I think we got second. I was. Yeah. I got MVP.
That's tight.
Most valuable fucking player, whatever you want to call it.
Dude. Of like the whole thing or just
for the guest.
The guest. Who was the, so it was you, Chad Knight?
Chad Knight and Peter Smolik.
Oh, it was all the Osiris crew.
Osiris crew. Oh. The Storm, couple of Storm guys.
But on each different team.
Each different team. Yeah, yeah. We had the Flip, Element, and Birdhouse.
Birdhouse. Mm.
Do you ever see Smolik around?
Last time I saw Smolik, I was skating those tranny DIY thing in PB with the pipe, tranny to tranny with the pipe, and he went by with his RC car.
Oh, cool.
And he's like, well, I'll be right back. And he brought us some Gatorade.
No way.
And I'm like, what's up? Where you been? He's like, oh, I've just been chilling. And he like goes up the ramp with his fucking RC thing, and then he wandered off. But Brandon and Kenton was with him just the other day at the fountains.
I saw that, dude. So I'm that like, was
hopefully
cool
he could come out of his little shell and get back, dude. The first most technical skater, like crazy, so dude. Stylish and beast.
You watch some of those old videos, you're like, dude, how was he doing all this stuff back then?
People are doing that now, and he was doing it back then.
Yeah,
bro, way out of his
ahead of the game for sure.
Really, way really ahead, of his time, man. That's insane.
Nothing but the best for that guy.
Yeah, bro. Legend, bro.
Yep.
Well, dude, let's say, like I said, man, this is the stories are wild, bro. I'm glad you're chilling now and having a great time. I hope your ankles get better, dude, because I want to see you back out there. I want to see a video part, dude. That would be insane.
Don't worry, I got you.
Okay,
I got you.
Okay,
I'm definitely gonna skate. Well, since I've been working 6 a.m. to 2:30 a.m., the sun sets at like 5. So I go home, shower, and I'm like, I'm just going to kick it.
Oh, 2:30 p.m.
P.m.
Okay.
But the sun, you know, it would be Christmas time or something. So the sun was set quick. You know what I mean?
I hate that.
So now I'm so tired just going home and just chilling right after work. I'm going to go shower and go to the park. At least be on my board.
Yeah.
Because you have to be on your board. Those few days off, dude, you're rusty.
It's true.
And then my Wednesday is like trying to learn shit again, and then Tuesday comes, like I'm getting shit back, and you're like, oh, I gotta go back to work.
Yeah. You lost all the shit that you're trying to get. Yeah.
I'm trying to squeeze everything in these 6 hours of sunlight or what time I got, and you're a little rusty, but it's all good.
Hey, it's skating, man. It's skating. Out there doing it.
I'm very passionate about skate. I love skateboarding. Yeah, I'm not gonna stop skateboarding, and I'm not. There's no way unless I'm fucking broke, hurting. Like, I cannot. It hurts. And then I'm going to go to Slappy Curbs.
The last resort. Last resort.
I'll see you guys at the Slappy Curbs.
I'm already there, baby. I'm already there.
But I suck at slappies, dude.
I do too. But once you start doing them, you can really, you start to understand. You catch on. You know, it's weird. It's weird to
I'd rather have a normal ledge size.
Yeah, but it's weird to like do tricks that you know how to do, but you're bashing into it. It's a whole different mindset. You're like, I'm like learning these tricks that I already know how to
is
do.
Is that
but
good for an ankle that has 3 screws in it? But I'm bashing this ankle.
That's what I'm scared of, honestly, is because of that motion of like, if I don't get into it, I'm just going to bash my ankle.
Yeah.
And I don't want that.
Yeah.
You're not really.
You'd rather skate a normal size ledge than a curbs.
Yeah, but I feel like if
I
did learn
two benches in a row, it'd be fucking fun.
I've been, yeah, totally. But
you know, like you're not 5-0 in them.
No, yeah. 5-0 in them.
I honestly can't learn how to do the slappy, dude. I just don't get it. You're trying to do impossible. I just don't.
Kelly.
I mean, I could probably learn if I really tried.
Because you really tried.
I had to go there to the curbs 3-4 times before I started to like at least understand it.
Yeah.
Because I had to train my brain not to ollie. I had to train my brain to, it's the whole different thing. It's a like a crooked grind, for instance, but you're learning a crooked grind all over again.
I remember
it's
like Willie Santos thing. Like GNS days, it'd be like nose grind, lip slide, 5-0 shove.
Well, Willie Santos bench, ledge, bro.
You know, like, didn't Andy Anderson do it on the quarter pipe the other day? That shit was the shit back in the day.
Costin did that Manic Mahdi. It's a joke at the end.
Yeah.
That was like at Jaquan.
Or like Danny Way's fucking, what'd he do? Like back somebody nose grind to nose blunt, then pop out.
You know,
that stuff was prime.
That's
a butter band. Like that was, to me, that's just golden.
I love skateboarding.
I know, right?
It's so fun.
It's so fun.
We could just sit here and talk about skating. Other people that don't know anything, it's like we're speaking a different language. You know what I mean? Yeah. They don't understand it.
Sometimes everybody thinks you're doing drugs. You're like, oh, man, I hit this big bump and I had this big line. People are like, what are you talking about? I'm about skateboarding. I was doing a line, I hit this big bump, and now wait, no, it's skateboarding.
Skidded my tail across the whole thing, had to redo it.
Crazy, bro.
Dude, Tyrone, man, good, this man. Has been so good. Can we give you some 9 Club stuff to take home with you?
I would love some 9 Club bro. Stuff. My shirts are grimy in the
okay.
in the dresser.
Dude, Kelly, will you do the honors, please?
What size t-shirt are you?
I'm a large.
Large, gotcha.
Also, JC, will you grab some one of those Skull Candy headphones for him too?
What?
Well, we got some gifts.
Bro. Nice. Some thank you. Gifts, I appreciate that. This dude. Is awesome, guys.
Yes, bro.
Much dude. Love.
Bro.
We're here.
We're here. Yes. Thank you, bro. Look at this. Hold on.
Nice.
I'm going to give them to you all at one time, dude. All right? You know?
For real?
Oh, dude. Trust me.
Wow. I don't have my little ear pods, the second generation flying out when I spin my head.
Oh, we got some of those too. We'll give you some. We'll give you a whole kit after the show. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
100%. All the whole kit and caboodle.
We'll give you a whole kit and caboodle. So we're working. What are we doing again? We're in the
I'm
restaurant.
I'm a prep cook at Snooze Eater in Del Mar.
That's right.
You're
talking about the pancakes.
Yeah. So if you ever want to, if you ever come down to Del Mar, come to Snooze, I'll hook you up.
Okay.
I got you guys, all of you guys. Okay. Free. So what free. Is it? You heard that, Colin? Free. Chef Colin? Hey, free.
Chef Colin? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I'm coming down there for Street League. Is it around that zone?
We have one in Hillcrest, Del Mar, and La Jolla. I work at the Del Mar one.
Okay, so, a little
so just give me a heads up when you're coming down, you're hungry, I'll squeeze you in there. We just bump music all day, I cook, and we giggle and talk shit and have fun.
I love that.
It's fun times.
Yeah.
I can't knock it.
And then you're out of there at 2:30. You can go skate. You can do whatever you want.
Exactly. And beat traffic.
Yeah.
Bro.
I'm home chilling.
Chilling.
With my wife. Okay. Smoking weed. Chilling. Stretching. Yoga. Hot tubs. Epsom salt.
No acid.
Massage gun. No. No. Hell no.
Okay. No way.
No. I'm good. Acid. No. I'm good. No.
You had your day.
I had my day. It was a time and place for everything. I had a great time in my life and I'm still kicking it. I'm good.
Oh, you're in a great place
I'm
right
good.
Now.
I'm in a great place. Place. I'm at the 9 Club now. Yeah, what?
Let's go.
Dude, first
Amen.
Of all, bro.
Fuck yeah, bro. Tyrone
Olsen.
Hell yeah.
T-Bone.
T to the B to the O-N-E. Smoke a spleef in the street. Y'all niggas can't compete with your ashy-ass feet.
Okay. Yes.
Dude. Hey, first of all, skate park. Out
skate
there,
ooh,
stay hydrated.
This is a
Yeti. They're plastic joint, you know. So
nice.
It's lighter,
I like Yeti. Oh wow, I needed this so much.
You could keep an eye on your own, your liquids in there. You know what
it's
I mean?
Like Christmas.
Mm. Oh, 9 Club hat. This is the best trucker hat. I don't know if you wear hats.
Oh, I do wear hats.
This is the
hell yeah.
That's a good one right there.
Nine and Club.
You were talking about feet just
Ooh
now.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying? These are the.
What? Yeah, Stance Nine Stance Clubs, nine, huh?
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Bro, those will keep your little tootsies fresh.
Hell yeah. Those cover my corns real well.
Okay. Here we go. Yo, we got the 9 Club shirt.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? Bro, talk about.
Wow. What a blessing.
Fresh, man. And we got the Crusher ANC. Skull Candy headphones. These things are like $200-$300, bro.
Damn, right Skull Candy. Aren't they out of Utah? I remember them coming out of Utah.
Oh, maybe they are.
I think they're out of Utah.
I'd have to look and see. I didn't know that. But there you go.
Thanks, man.
We'll get you some earbud things after the show. We got you, bro.
Sick.
We got
you, dude. Thank you guys very much. Thank you.
Dude,
I appreciate it.
Come back, any. Time, come kick it with us.
I'll come back. I'm coming back and being black.